Wait, I can't be the first person on.
You're the first person to dial in, yes.
Wow. How does that happen? That never happens. Usually Rox is here, and I come in the middle of some weird conversation about sex and or alcohol or both.
Usually sex with alcohol.
Yes, or alcohol with sex.
Yes. Sorry, I'm busy taking a personality test for a job I applied for.
A personality test?
Mm-hmm. I'm a psychotic killer, apparently.
You're a psycho killer? Yeah. Keskeske?
I see JJ and Aaron on. I suppose I can just call them.
I guess. We must. Maybe they're doing their own thing. Maybe they just don't want to come play with us.
It's a possibility.
Maybe they just don't care.
We don't care about a lot of things.
Maybe they don't even care.
I care a lot.
About disasters, fires, floods, and killer bees?
I care a lot.
About Los Angeles falling in the sea?
I care a lot.
Oh, I love about you, I love that we're opening with old school Faith No More. It makes me so fucking happy.
It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it.
And hey, did you hear the Chuck Mosley's solo album from a couple years back?
No.
It was not bad. He apparently, like, what was the deal? Let me look this up. Now you got me thinking about that. He had some sort of accident or something that really fucked him up for a while or something. Hang on.
Yeah, he was in Faith No More.
Hey!
You can't start with We Care A Lot without at least getting to the line, Rock Hudson Rock. Okay, now we can go.
Wait, shit, don't play that song. Oh, Rock Hudson. All right, never mind.
What?
I love that song.
It was a Scott joke. I'm not going to say the actual words.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, I see.
But the folks at home, I'm sure, totally got
everyone who's playing along.
It's safe to say it when he's not here, isn't it?
Oh, right.
Actually, is that true, John? Is it safe to not say the name of that song when Scott's not around? Or would he still play it?
I don't know. It's whatever the...
It's never come up, really, has it?
Yeah.
Ladies...
Well, you know what has come up, Aaron?
I'm scared to ask.
This has.
I should have known.
Hey, on my side as well, Witch. How are you?
I don't know. We're all going to die, Lee. We're all going to die.
Every time we record this podcast lately, Elena's being threatened.
We're going to die.
Well, and it's gotten worse because it was only supposed to be like today and tomorrow. This evening and tomorrow, and now they're talking about Thursday and possibly Friday. We are all going to die and run out of bread and milk and beer and butter.
Because of 2 inches of
toilet paper.
Right. That's right. Weekend Justice
actually,
is the podcast.
Actually, now
equivalent.
There's the possible...
What?
I was about to say to Aaron for the 2 inches of snow, there's actually a possibility of up to 8 inches now.
Ladies...
I really do need...
If Portland
John,
just
please
survives.
Tell me, just write down the timestamp for that, please. There's a possibility of 8 inches now. Come on, please tell me.
If Portland just survived 12 inches
John
and an
wouldn't
ice storm.
Do that to me.
What? Have you met me?
No, I was going to say, we're the podcast equivalent of the Cask of Ancient Winters.
Yeah, which is why 8 and 12 have nothing to do.
What is that about this?
What?
The ice has gotten her. The ice has gotten her.
No!
I'm right here. What?
No, the frost giants have taken... Now she's a frost midget.
Do you want to build a snowman?
I'm probably going to go see that tomorrow.
I think you'll enjoy it. Yeah.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
Did anyone...
When you can have, an animated snowman like that and have it not suck, that's impressive.
I thought he felt out of place, though.
Yes and no. although, see, what?
No, just what? Lee, like, talking over you at every time.
I'm not trying to. I stop as
soon
as
Lee.
He
that's
talking.
Totally Lee.
I stop.
See?
You know how we've had a really pleasant conversation for a while now, Aaron?
I know, it's hilarious.
By that he means years.
It's been hilarious to go from a normal, like, one-on-one, like, one person talking at a time conversation for the last hour or two to...
So, okay, so back to Chuck Mosley for a second. Apparently, he was... he formed a band called Cement, and right during the first week of this tour they were going to do for it, the band's driver fell asleep. And there was an accident, and he spent a year recovering from a broken back. So,
are you sure he fell asleep? Are you sure the driver wasn't hit by a tomahawk?
His album, by the way, was called "We'll Rap Over Hard Rock for Food."
Oh, jeez, that's a great name.
I know, I know. Has some great tracks on it. Oh,
and
so
then
yes.
Mike Patton recorded it better.
Oh. You know, it's almost unfair to compare most people to Mike Patton. The man's an animal.
What about Vigo?
You know what? He's like, Mike Patton is almost the musical equivalent of Vigo.
I think Vigo is fantastic.
Because it's like, you know what? I think I'd like to make a you know, an album of like Italian songs just because I can. You know, I think I'd like to do weird, like, covers of musical scores just because I can.
Okay, so Widge?
Yeah.
Mary Fuck Kill. Vigo? Mike Patton?
Mary Fuck
Tom
Kill.
Tom Waits.
That, okay, first of all, Mary Fuck Kill, that's a great punk band.
I thought it was a X-Men.
Mary Fuck Kill? Mm-hmm. Yes, that's from the Garth Ennis run on Uncanny X-Men.
God loves, man fucks and kills.
But see, it's easy to pick.
Can you
which,
imagine that uniform?
Yes.
I swear to God, I am not trying to talk as anybody else is, but I'm giving up at this point almost.
You're living on some odd temporal plane that doesn't quite exist on our reality at the moment.
JJ, this is Lee. Lee, this is JJ. I wanted to introduce you to.
Well, no, that sounds more like a description of rocks, really.
Well, rocks, I think, saying that rocks is only on a different temporal plane is almost too limiting. Because after all, rocks is like everywhere at once.
So she herself is like X-Men.
But Weed, you were asked a question, Mary Fuck Kill, so you have to answer who JJ put out there.
Okay. What is Mary Fuck Kill? What?
You pick one.
Have you
that you're
played
Mary?
It before?
You've never. No. Oh, really?
No, I don't. I mean, you people are who I have for friends. So if you've never played this with me, then I don't know what it is.
Okay,
so I played you. Is what I'm saying.
Okay, so Mary Fuck Kill. You get a series of names, and you have to pick which one you would marry, which one you would just fuck and throw away,
right,
and which one you would kill.
So it's Vigo, Tom Waits, and who?
And
what was
Mike
the middle
Patton.
Thing? Oh, Mike Patton. Oh, God.
And you have to explain why you pick which one.
Okay.
I hope this becomes a theme of the episode, by the way.
I really hope not.
All right. Here's what I would say. Is that as far as... Okay, you know what it is? This is sad that I have to. You've given me Sophie's Choice here.
That's the idea.
I know. So I would have to say that probably you between Tom Waits and Mike Patton as far as fucking, okay, I would be afraid of Mike Patton because I think I would not survive. All right. Because he is an elemental force.
You think he'd fuck you rather than you fuck him?
No, I don't think. I think just there would be some sort of like biofeedback involved that would blow the top of my head off in a non-euphemistic fashion. So, and I think that so basically you kill Mike, you fuck Tom because then you have a great amount of drinks afterwards to sort of, and before, because it is Tom Waits, to sort of get up your, you know, courage for it. And then because Viggo is so sensitive, I think he would be the best one to marry because, you know, he'd be too busy grooming horses and writing poetry in multiple languages to actually, you know, do anything terrible to anyone.
And painting your portrait.
On the side of a horse.
While he grooms the horse.
Yes. You could paint a portrait of you fucking Tom Waits, which I think would be wonderful to hang up on the mantelpiece.
And we'd be on horseback.
Yes.
And you might have David Cronenberg as your wedding coordinator, so why not?
Now wait a minute. Are we talking old school David Cronenberg or new school David Cronenberg? And by that I mean, are we talking Existence David Cronenberg or Eastern Promises David Cronenberg?
A History of Naked Lunch, whatever you want.
I like how you misspoke and call him David Cronenberg as if he's one of those shitty beers.
Well,
in a large like amount that would take down a ship in the open waters.
JJ has mentioned that he wants to shove a giant lime into the head of David Cronenberg.
Well, who doesn't?
Is that euphemistic?
Yes. And by lime, I mean my penis.
Small, round, and green?
It's bitter to the taste.
Mm. Okay. Good to know, Aaron.
But it's got appeal.
Oh! All the bad puns aside, JJ, we went to go see the Book of Mormon, the show that's going around. If it comes to your area and you can afford it, go see it. It was wonderful.
Everybody says it's amazing. So,
and we took Kidlet, and of course, I'm either the best parent in the world or the worst, but we all had a great time.
I would say taking the pun off of the word expose, but exposing a child to anything like live theater. My parents took me to see Hair when I was a kid. You know, they took me to see.
Talk about exposure.
They took me to see Whose Life Is It Anyway? I mean, they took me to see live theater, and it gave me an appreciation for it. So I would say that if your kid had a great time seeing a book, the Book of Mormon, or something that's a little off color, why not take a kid to see Sweeney Todd? I mean, that's exactly right.
Yeah. He loved it, and he's ready to go see Avenue Q and many other things, and probably Hair. You know, so we're going down the list, but it was great. But also,
are you prepared for the conversations that might come after Avenue Q? Are you familiar with Avenue Q?
Oh yeah, I've seen it twice. Okay. I think the thing with Avenue Q, I don't think I'd have any more conversations with Avenue Q that are uncomfortable as I did with the Book of Mormon. Leads to some uncomfortable conversations. But what was really amazing was that as we left the theater, there were actually Mormons outside giving away the Book of Mormon.
Nice.
Yeah, and so of course we picked one up, and he's now been reading it and going, what? And so then we've had lots of interesting family discussions. It's been great.
Okay, because see, the thing with Avenue Q, it's not even necessarily the music or anything, the story that people know by having the soundtrack. It's more the things like the bad idea bears and some of the little more subversive things that could be a little more dangerous for
the bad idea. Yeah. I think the bad idea bears, I also think
puppets
having sex.
Sure, whatever you said, I agree. Sex. Oh, well, sure, puppets having sex, come on.
I heard sex and having... Oh, the puppets... when the puppets are having sex and the guy goes down on her, I mean, I think he could go to Avenue Q as long as I don't have to, like, sit right beside him. I think I'd be okay with him going to Avenue Q. I just cannot...
You don't want to see his interaction, like, it's going to be awkward.
Oh!
Not stop, Aaron. What? Aaron.
What? Yeah, you don't want to hear the question, Mom, where is he saying when he says stick their finger there?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Or when you try and leave at the end of the show and he's like, give me a minute.
part of the reason, like, I wouldn't have wanted to see that show with my mom is my mom would have tried to explain everything to me as the show was going on. So for me, it would have been a more of a, shut up. I want to pretend I don't know this around you.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Are we talking about girls?
Who run the world?
Avenue Q.
Tuffley, where are you?
I'm here.
That's, you sound like you're definitely in a room.
Maybe the bathroom.
No.
I think you're in that bunker that we hid Cheney in for 7 years.
I think possibly. You might not have the right microphone selected.
Let me see.
One to JJ.
One moment.
It's all right. It's not like he works on radio or anything.
One moment.
Do you want to pick the right mic?
Have you seen the unnecessary censorship from Frozen?
No.
It's a YouTube video. It's pretty funny, although I haven't seen Frozen yet. But what will go through your head quite often is, do you want to beep a snowman? Nice.
So JJ?
No, I don't.
Yes.
Okay, I got one for you. Marry, fuck, kill.
Okay.
Sasquatch from Alpha Flight. Harry from Harry and the Hendersons, and Chewbacca.
Well, you marry Chewbacca, so you can be happy forever and ever and ever.
Well, until he gets hit by a planet.
Yeah, I don't want to think about
That's not a planet.
Let's see.
Luke, Disney is now saying those aren't canon. Come on.
Yeah. I would say, and then I
guess. Again?
You,
Toughly, she means canon films from the 80s.
Oh, well, those are always canon.
Like Cannonball Run, Cannonball 2.
Hello, JJ!
So, wait, Jimmy Farr's canon?
It's better than Jamie Farr's Ironsides.
That's true.
Let's see. So, you marry Chewbacca because he's the awesomest. You kill Harry because, god damn it, I don't care how bad they're insulting you. Stay in the fucking family. And so then the nice thing is that just having, just fucking Sasquatch is you have all these different forms you can choose from. It might be orange. It might be white. It could be human. So yeah, the variety there.
good answer.
When you fuck a Sasquatch, do they Sasquatch?
Hold on.
Say what?
Come on, hit me with it, John. Oh, you're even slower than usual.
Sorry, I was taking a personality assessment test.
It's the 2 inches of snow. It's getting trouble to...
Not for me. I don't have snow.
Not for him.
Oh, hasn't the reach down as far as you? Okay.
He's in no snow land.
Are you doing the Scientology test or the Mormon test?
No, it's a... applied for a job and they sent me a thing to take a Hogan test.
They're trying to see if you're a Hulkamaniac?
Yes.
WrestleMania 30, brother.
Do you train, say prayers, and take vitamins? Is that what you do?
I also eat my vegetables.
Ah, okay.
The results are it runs wild over you.
And John, remember the personality. I love working in teams, but I can work individually if I need to. That's always the right answer.
Oh, I don't know. I said, they got the thing where it said, ask me a question like, do people sometimes annoy you? And I said, yeah. There are people
every day.
Some people you work with are incompetent. I said, yeah.
Question number 15. Do you want to build a snowman?
Or do you want to beep a snowman?
Beep a snowman, please.
I would think that's really cold.
JJ, you haven't seen Frozen yet. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I'm going to probably see it tomorrow.
Now, okay, I was gonna offer you one of the viewings I've already had, because that's one too many for me.
Wow.
Oh!
No. Musicals are not my thing. I'm just not into them.
He just likes music.
Yeah.
It's like rock music was great, but then you take him to go see Rock of Ages, the movie, and he wants to kill you.
Well, yeah.
Don't start singing!
See, I need music stripped of its narrative completely. That's concept records even bother me.
Oh my God, really? You know what? I mean, Pink Floyd the Wall, this would be great if it wasn't so, you know, concept-y. Fuck! I hate this.
But there's concept albums. Like, I mean, yeah. There's Sgt. Pepper, which is technically a concept album, versus Kiss's Music from the Elder, which shouldn't have been made.
Versus Yellow Submarine. Wow.
I blocked that out, JJ, but thank you.
Versus Operation Mindcrime.
Do you play that album when you make out with Betty White?
Yes.
I mean, that's got a song co-written by Lou Reed on it. It's kind of hard to forget.
Well, now, Tuffley, how do you take Quadrophenia in that? Do you take that as an album or as the musical?
Well, it's important to take Quadrophenia on a full stomach.
Yes.
Because if you try it without it, then the hallucinations last twice as long.
And a full glass of water.
You also, and you shouldn't do it without any alcohol.
That and the Tommy album I consider as albums. Because there's two different things. Well, there's two different things, though, because there's Tommy the musical, and then Tommy the movie, and then just the album. Because they're consumed differently, you see.
Well, yeah. Yeah. One's an album, which you can listen to. One's a movie, which you watch and listen to. And one is a stage show, which you watch and listen to, but you have to actually drive somewhere to watch and listen to it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is
I agree.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
What the fuck was that?
When did
the seagull get in the line?
What?
Okay, wait a minute.
Oh, I got to mark that. Wait a second.
Wait, hang on. If this is actually going to be Duck Dynasty, I'm going to need somebody to say something slightly racist and something homophobic. Go.
The Irish have that responsibility, don't they?
That's racist. Well done.
Hold on. I wasn't even listening, so I didn't hear that racism.
Actually, I think
that was both, actually.
So.
Well done. Well done, us. Go, us.
And this is after we've discussed.
JJ didn't answer the thing about if he was going to fuck Sasquatch.
I did too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he listed all the ways he would.
Yeah.
He talked about squatting on a Sasquatch, which is really hard to say, fucking.
He still didn't get it right.
Have you been drinking, Aaron?
Only from the cup of life.
Aw.
That's the worst Dire Straits song.
Drink the cup.
That's the worst flavor of Kool-Aid.
And by that, it's just they've ground up a life board game.
But instead of like the bad like piano solo, you got someone just gargling instead.
That's painful.
Somehow grotesque and sexy at the same time.
That's what I've been told before.
And speaking of grotesque and sexy, so JJ. Did any of the Super Bowl stuff?
Yeah. All
the I can't even hear the rest of that. What?
Wow.
Speaking the of bomb, girl.
No, wait a minute. Speaking of grotesque and sexy, JJ.
Semicolon. I mean, that was the longest pause.
Mama, JJ.
So rude.
Did any of the Super Bowl stuff get down to you?
Or up?
Well, it would have been up, yeah.
Up or around?
Inside
out.
Living la vida super. I was at work during the Super Bowl and missed. Well, yeah, smart. I have a job and had to go to it.
Not so much smart as practical.
Yeah.
It was a painful Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was a little bummed. I think I even said this on Twitter. I was a little upset that I didn't get to watch the game, but then the teams were nice enough not to have one.
Yeah.
So I didn't miss it. But no, I mean, other than the fact that, you know, Pacific Northwest solidarity, yeehaw. No, it really hasn't been much of anything. The bars were a little extra rambunctious on my walk home, but other than that, it was, you know, not bad.
And as we're on Still Sports, Tuffley.
Yeah.
Are you watching the women? Are you watching any of the Olympics or no?
I'm not watching tonight, obviously, because I'm with you lovely people. What? And also because the figure skating's back on, so I'm here in Kim's not figure that one out.
Yeah, the worst is when somebody tries to figure skate to part of a concept album.
I know. Absolutely
fucking hates that shit.
I know. The couple of Styx albums coming on. That.
And then they wore an outfit. It was really bad. The curling, the American curling. The American curling is embarrassing, but the American women's hockey is making up for it. Because we are kicking ass in hockey.
I keep missing the women's hockey games.
I keep setting my DVR for 3 a.m.
Is that on? Is that on? So that's on SN. They haven't done that on network, have they? That's on SN now. Okay.
So Aaron, what's it like living where everything's pretty much live?
The problem is it's live during like 3 p.m. So I only really get to see it if I have a day off.
Although, by the way, since we're on the subject of Sochi, Lee, I believe we've almost had more snow than Sochi.
It was colder today in the metro Atlanta area than it is in Sochi.
I know, the coastal resort town of Sochi.
Actually, in 2 days it'll be colder in Tampa than it is in Sochi.
Yeah. Rob could host the Olympics in his backyard.
And our bathrooms actually work.
Yeah. Hey,
oh, Rob. And you don't have bugs in your and you don't have bugs in your honey and you don't and yeah.
Although Lee, I'm very sure Mayor Reed's going to try to pitch for us to host the Winter Games.
Shit. Okay. If it's every so many years, let's just figure out the algorithm and we might be okay.
Yeah, we don't need traffic for the Olympics. That's fine.
Actually, Tuffley, to be fair, the best traffic we've ever had in Atlanta was during the Olympics.
Yeah.
There was no one on. They scared everyone so badly about the traffic. I literally drove on 285 to work alone, as in not alone in the car, alone on the fucking freeway. Meanwhile, they're trying to basically hermetically seal people inside MARTA because they're like, oh, we want to stay off the roads. I'm like, keep it up, folks. Keep it up. Thanks.
For those not familiar with Atlanta, MARTA is not a large woman. It's a train service.
It's also a train, Aaron, somewhat service.
Actually, it's both, Aaron.
And also, Aaron, so you can understand what they were saying earlier about Rob. See, Rob lives in the Midwest.
Oh, okay. Don't get me started on this shit. So we were talking about a project that me and JJ were working on earlier on, and we were talking about locations in America that are involved. And he mentioned Ohio, and I was like, I can't remember where Ohio is off the top of my head. And he's like, Midwest. Then I look at a map. It's fucking east in your country. And he's like, he starts naming all the quote unquote Midwest like states, and they're all to the right of center. Like, how the fuck is that Midwest?
Aaron, it's okay. We don't know geography over here either.
Well, wait. JJ, what are you saying is I mean, I would agree with you. Ohio is Midwest or Rust Belt, X or Y, but.
Right. Well, I actually, because of the conversation with Aaron, I don't have it pulled up right now, but I literally pulled up a map of the states that are designated Midwest. And so it's basically Ohio through Minnesota. So it's that chunk like down through Illinois.
And that's all on the right hand side of your country. Like if you split your country in half, it's basically the western border of Minnesota down to Houston, Texas.
Well, okay, so look at it this way. It's from the olden days because they figured if they could get through Ohio, they've gotten halfway to the end of the world. But of course
i.e. California.
But isn't that so typical of America? They're just still holding on to the beliefs from hundreds of years ago, despite scientific fact.
Says the Irish.
History we have.
Yes. That's the guy that lives in a Catholic country. Okay.
How
so,
are those? You don't, Lee?
No, I don't live in a Catholic country. Lately?
We live in a we live in a very confused country, religious speaking.
We live in a right now. We live in a 49-49 very confused country.
And that's from that song, In the Year 4949.
Which concept record was that on?
That was on the Years As They Go. That was the name of the concept album.
Oh, yep. Okay, but Aaron, you got to think the Midwest. Okay, so there's the East Coast. There's the Southeast, which goes from Florida all the way over to Texas. Then there's the West, which is like that Arizona, Nevada area. Then there's the mountains, and then there's California.
And then there's the North by Northwest, which is a really great movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Hippieville, where JJ is.
And then there's Northwest, which is an unfortunate child in a celebrity marriage.
Oh, that is just a sad, sad name, isn't it?
But Wyoming, what do you call that then?
Cold as fucking hell a lot of the time.
It would either be called either a state in the West, or if you want what a lot of coastal people will refer to it as, that's one of the flyover states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, flyover. As is North Dakota and South Dakota, unless you're going to go to some of the national monuments.
And flyover means don't fucking stop there if you can help it, because they will eat you alive.
I feel like Idaho and Utah are like a bad joke. Idaho, Utah.
So those are the bad ones to you, not New Jersey?
Well, at least in New Jersey, you can get a drink. If you stop anywhere in Utah for their airport, of which they only have one major one, you can't drink there.
So to illustrate how screwed up we are, Aaron, as though you need to know this, in the NFL, that's where we pass football.
Oh, gee. Oh God. You're going to go with the NFL?
So
yeah, hand egg.
So,
you know, when Carolina, this can all be solved by watching an episode of Animaniacs, I think we've crossed the border here.
Yeah.
Now, which border is that, Tuffley? Is that the Midwestern border?
I only got halfway through that episode. I'm sorry. I can't answer that question.
No. At one point, the Western Division had the Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers in it. That was the Western Division.
Yeah, because, like, Texas Carolina plays the same is all division the way in the as, East. Like, Boston, don't they? Or not Boston,
New England.
New England, yeah.
Well, because basically, Aaron, they color code the divisions. So it depends on what color socks you're wearing.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay, it's not like when they separated Negroes and whites.
Oh, too soon.
We've already done the racism bit.
That joke was specific for Dolphins fans. Please accept our apologies.
I would also like to point out that Aaron in this country is a 60-year-old woman for using the word Negro.
Well, I wanted to use the old term for when they actually had divided races in schools and stuff. I figured that's what they called them then. I was trying to be historically accurate in my racist joke.
But you were hysterically accurate instead.
So, Miss Daisy, do you want to go to the store?
Yes, let my little colored boy drive me.
Wow.
Shit, I missed something very important there. I'm glad I did that.
you are in Atlanta.
No, I'm not.
Oh, at least we didn't mistake Lawrence Fishburne for Samuel Jackson. That's all I'm saying.
Holy shit, that was embarrassing. Oh, my God.
Thing, though, and this is what bugged me about it, is because instantly when he recognized his mistake, he had the easiest way of covering his tracks and smoothing it over, because he actually was in an advert in the Super Bowl, because Captain America had a brand new trailer shown during the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So all he had to say was like...
He actually came back after a break or something or a segment and made an apology and mentioned that.
What happened? I haven't heard any of this.
Okay, so there was this entertainment reporter.
Actually, you know what? No. Toughly, let's just give him the video. We can play the audio on the podcast, because I think that you don't need to see it.
Okay.
I think that would be worth
it.
Does somebody have that?
Yeah, hold on. I'll get it up here.
I think Aaron's pulling it up. Can we talk about Sherlock after we do this, though?
I wanted to ask if anybody had seen the Lego movie.
Not yet.
It is really good. Well, I don't want to build anybody's expectations up, but it was very enjoyable.
Well, it's got ridiculously good reviews.
I know.
But I keep hearing that it's kind of frantic, and I just don't know if I can put up with that. With
the people that have, it's funny because if you go on like on Rotten Tomatoes and you look at the reviews that are negative, and then you look at all the comments, everyone's like, "I don't know what movie you're watching. You're an idiot. You're fat. You're stupid." There's things that they're saying.
So you're gay and you should be raped.
I think maybe they're written by.
Well, I will say this:
to build a snowman.
So, is there anyone over the age of 13 making comments about this?
That's what I was wondering too. But no, I saw it with my family, and we all really, really enjoyed it. Of course, everything is awesome will be stuck in your head for weeks, but you know.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo did the music on that, which is awesome.
Did he? I bought the soundtrack. The soundtrack's actually really interesting, even the one.
Brickish. Into shape. Build it up. Just do it. Brickish.
They're all straight.
So I feel better now that I had to say, because, okay, so last night, from when we're recording this, Madman got me a pass. He went to go see RoboCop and dragged me along for it. And Sam Jackson was there to introduce it. And now I get the joke because he's like, you know, oh, no, not Lawrence Fishburne. I was like, and everybody laughed. And I was like, which is funny because for me, I'm like, you know, I always confuse Charlie Brooker with Lawrence Fishburne. So I'm not quite sure where this is coming from. But anyway.
So wait, Sam Jackson was in Atlanta?
Yeah, he's filming The Cell here. Not The Cell. Cell, the Stephen King movie.
That's actually where he did they did a satellite interview with him. The offending entertainment journalist did the satellite interview with him, and he was here.
All right, well, here. Can I play it now? Because I haven't heard it yet.
I have no idea. Go, John.
Okay.
I tell you what, you working for Marvel, the Super Bowl commercial.
We take you now.
We take you now live to.
What Super Bowl commercial?
Now, is he playing it just for himself, or are we supposed to be hearing it?
Oh, you aren't hearing it? Oh, hold on.
No.
We aren't hearing it, sweetheart.
Time for post production.
No, I was hearing it fine. You guys didn't actually want to hear it, did you?
I actually love that song. I really shouldn't because it's shit. But I love that song.
This is interesting. All right. Well, you guys go about your business while I try to figure this out.
Okay. So anyway.
So, fuck Mary Kill.
Okay, so Widge, do you want to give us a 30-second
RoboCop? Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, God. What, Lee?
I was just going to say, did you want to give us a 30-second RoboCop review?
Yeah. Once the film got started, it was actually decent. Of course, it took 80 minutes to get started, but once it kicked off, it was fine.
So you're saying the credits were good?
No, there's another 40 minutes in there.
It's
2.5 hours?
No. Well, no, okay. It was...
Yeah, I was about to say, it's... how?
No, sorry, it's like another half hour or something.
Okay, I was like, when the hell did they make RoboCop into The Hobbit? What?
Oh my God, so it's like an hour and 50 minutes and only... 30 minutes of it is any good.
Okay. Yeah, when he finally starts working on solving his own murder, that's cool. And
the credits.
And the cast is all good in it. It's just that they have a lot of stuff to set up, and it takes a long time to do it.
I think the one thing that surprised me was that Gary Oldman is in it. And I had just been reading something about him that he doesn't actually like doing sequels.
Well, technically, it's a remake.
Okay, well, I know it's a remake, but they're already talking about a sequel for it. Is he going to... I mean, does he die so he won't... There isn't a chance of him being in it, which would
well,
be fine,
now, was were you reading that in regards to him... No, he doesn't want to do... He doesn't want to be in a sequel to a film that he's been in before because he's in the new Apes movie.
Well, supposedly the issue has been that he has said he doesn't like doing the sequels. Yes, he keeps signing up for them, but he keeps thinking that they will fire him and he won't have to come back.
Yeah, like you're going to fire Gary Oldman.
Fire Gary Oldman, or that somehow they'll figure out how to kill... I mean, he's like, you know, I keep... I keep thinking they'll kill me or something else, even though the script doesn't say that, so I don't have to come back. Because he doesn't supposedly like replaying the same, Batman.
Well, but in that case, then no, it doesn't really count because he wasn't in the first Apes movie. So
he was in the second one.
You just got done saying he doesn't like playing the same character.
I know, but he did that.
But
in
he
Batman.
Wasn't in the like, first Apes movie. So
but
therefore,
there's been two Apes movies.
But he wasn't in the first one.
Okay.
But somebody help me out here.
But what about
the loser?
Lee. And young and lovely.
Aren't they doing a third one right now?
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're already shooting the next Apes.
Thank you.
Oh, well, see, the second one's not out yet, Lee, hence my confusion.
Okay.
You would definitely
she could have just mentioned the third film at some point.
You would fuck Sam Jackson because he's Sam Jackson, and you'd have to kill Lawrence Fishburne because of the options you gave me. And besides, I'm pretty sure if you tried to marry him, his wife would kill you.
Yes. Who's the third black person that we marry?
Wow.
Well, you marry Morgan Freeman.
No, you do not.
I'm not talking about the man. I'm talking about the image of Morgan Freeman. You want to be able to go to sleep with Morgan Freeman just telling you a bedtime story.
Think you would just want him to narrate your wedding video.
Yeah. You don't want Sam Jackson to narrate your wedding video.
No,
these people got married!
Yeah, but Sam Jackson did that cute little Surrey commercial where he was like cooking his wife dinner.
Well. Good for him.
Sam Jackson sings the girl from Empanina. Tall and tan, young and lovely.
This motherfucker from Empanina
goes walking.
This motherfucker from Empanina showed up with some damn snakes.
Oh, now you gotta like curse and stuff and just make.
Does the girl from Empanina look like a bitch? Never mind.
Then why you want to marry and kill her like a bitch?
Okay, speaking of which, I have not seen this week's The Following, but I did see last week's.
Yes.
Speaking of fucking and killing.
Yep.
Yeah. Just so we're clear, The Following, is that the one where Zooey Deschanel is playing a kind of cute ditzy girl? Is
yes.
Okay.
God, I wish. That would be amazing.
A cute and then ditzy serial killer. And then we'd all
be happy. So is anyone watching that I should not then talk to John about the third episode of the second season?
I'm not watching it.
I'll take that as a yes. Go ahead. So, John, I was right.
What were you right about?
I had two predictions. Yes. Number one, that Claire's still alive.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I still stand by.
Which you're absolutely wrong about, but go on.
What do you mean I'm absolutely... So, do we see the body in episode 4?
No, but I'm telling you that would be hack.
What do you mean that would be hack?
Anyway,
I was right about Connie Nielsen.
Yeah, you were. I didn't disagree with that one because it was sort of a little too convenient that there was one person left.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So,
but I tell you what, I did not foresee who she was.
Oh, well, yeah.
That was nice.
I actually had a suspicion during the dinner scene.
Really?
But, yeah, yeah.
Well, I really like Sam Underwood. He's playing like serial killer twins in the show. He's really good.
Is it the same guy? Is it really the
it's
same
one guy?
It's not twins?
It's one guy.
Oh my God, he is really good.
Because I think they've done when they like introduced him, they actually did some shots with him in the same scene, but for the most part it's been just one person on camera. So,
yeah, that whole thing is, I don't know, maybe twins are just creepy in and of themselves, but...
Let me just stop you right there. They are. Continue.
And the fact that these are even beyond that is crazy. I just finished watching the fourth episode. It is... very, very, very interesting. Because they go into explaining kind of her motives a little bit. So, and it's kind of creepy as well. So,
Well, I'm sure.
Anyway. But yeah, I'm satisfied with the pacing of the.
It's just kind of a slow build back up to something. But the fact that they did that reveal in episode 3 is nice.
The only thing that I really didn't buy is the daughter, quote unquote daughter.
Well, you know what I mean. Kind of, but what she said afterwards about, you know, I'll be dead anyway. Being here is like being dead. I'm like, okay, yeah, that works. I'll go with that. I thought she was dead though.
That's the Lion from an L7 song though, isn't it?
What's
being
that?
Here is like being dead anyway. Isn't that an L7 lyric?
Well, see, that's why
it's from Swingers.
That's why Joe spared her, because Joe's a huge L7 fan.
I thought it was a Weekend Justice quote.
It is now, baby.
But I like how they kind of switched Kevin Bacon's character up. I really do appreciate that, because you can only go so long with the morose, you know, self-loathing kind of guy. He still has you still see it sort of in the entertainments, yeah. but you know, he's more focused.
And they've
so
realistically,
is he dancing now?
Yes, he's dancing loose, footloose.
They don't want him to.
Well, they don't want him to.
I wanted to ask, weren't they originally?
But
wasn't
sometimes
the following,
you gotta cut loose.
Wasn't the following originally just supposed to be a miniseries? So there wasn't, when they originally did this, there wasn't supposed to be a second season.
Well, it was supposed to be a concept album, but then they decided to take it to television.
Different medium, though. You can, you know, intake it in different ways.
And by that he means the actual show medium.
I don't know. Maybe a show about killing off some of the excess members of Yes. Maybe that'd work. I mean,
that would not be a miniseries.
can we put down people that we want to kill the excess members of shows? Because I got a list.
No, not the excess members. The excess members.
Excess. I said excess.
Oh, sorry.
If you want it to be a crossover with medium, though, if you want it to be a crossover with medium, we can start with the Arquettes. There's plenty of them.
Are
they that band that dance in New York?
That's true. You know what I'd like to see? Here's a reality show I'd like to see. The Arquettes versus the Baldwins.
Oh, I was going to say Osmonds.
Oh, that's
true. Arquettes versus Baldwins versus the Osmonds, and they all have to wear the Norway curling pants.
Versus Terminator.
But to go along with what Aaron was saying, I think we ought to dress the Arquettes as the Rockettes.
Well, no, it's the Rockettes versus the Arquettes versus the R. Kellys in a triple threat match to the death.
Oh, wait, I've got it. The Arquettes.
Ooh, no, not the Arquettes.
Hang on. The Arquettes are the female vocal group that provides backing vocals during the new Noah movie.
Where's the part?
Is this thing on?
Wow.
Where?
I think that was one of your Google whack jokes, Wiz.
What?
Do you not remember your Google whack jokes from the Fun Fest last year where you get one laugh in the crowd?
Oh, yes.
That's
what I do, though. That's what I do on Twitter all the time. I get like one retweet, one favorite. I'm like, yes, I did that one for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
So,
$5 donation, autograph that tweet directly to you.
So time out for tech.
It'll be autographed in an Instagram.
Let me know if you can hear this.
No.
If by the word this, then
wait,
yes.
Wait, yes. No.
I don't hear yes. Thank
After
God.
After you said this, there was dead silence.
Oh. Well, that's interesting. More fun with tech. All right, moving on.
Wiggs' Google whack jokes kind of reminds me of that line from Almost Famous, where the lead singer's talking about, like, you know, I find that one guy in the crowd who's not getting him off, and I get him off. And that you can print. And I feel like that's Widge, but like it is literally just one guy in the crowd.
Can you guys stop doing things like that while I'm taking a sip of beer? Because that goes up my nose and it actually stings.
Speaking of getting off.
Speaking of stinks, Philip Seymour Hoffman passed.
Oh, Jesus. Why did they bring it down?
Okay. All right. See. I have the wrong opinion. I'm going to be quiet.
You can't have a wrong opinion. That's the very antithesis of an opinion.
I can have the opinion that many other people will probably yell at me for.
Okay.
You think he's not a good actor, do you?
No, I thought he was a great actor. Here's the issue. Of anybody who has that type of substance abuse to the extent where you have 50 bags in your domicile, and you have as much money as Mr. Hoffman had, if you are an addict and you are concerned, then you hire someone to keep you straight.
Well, but here's the thing. He basically set out to kill himself.
What?
He essentially set out to kill himself. He told a few people before he died that he was going to die very soon. That he was clean and sober for a lot of years and then bought a shit ton of heroin at once and took it almost all at once.
But had he been clean and sober, because what, 6 months ago, 3 months ago, he went back into rehab. That doesn't mean clean and sober.
Well, he's been clean and sober for the vast majority of his career.
Okay. And that's fine. But, I mean, I think my thing is heroin is one of those drugs that...
You don't get over it.
I have members of my family who... Well, you don't get over it. But I also have members of my family who are addicts and have been addicts and have gone through NA and anything else. And the issue there is that they have said, you know, I did this and I did this and then I did this. And then all of a sudden I looked at heroin and went, yeah, nope, step too far. So it's one of those things that it's not that I am not empathetic, but I think if you are doing something like that, there is, as Aaron just said, something suicidal about you.
Well, when you've got 50 bags of the stuff in your house, even William S. Burroughs rises from his grave to tell you to, you know, calm down a fucking bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tragic loss. I think he was a great actor. I really do. And I can't think of something I saw him in that I didn't like him in. And didn't think, wow, he is really good.
Well, the whole suicidal angle, I'm just like, it's so perplexing because it's like, yeah, he's almost finished with Hunger Games, but he had just done, you know, Death of a Salesman, which was like, he got rave reviews for. He had just had a show picked up by Showtime, and he was about to direct his second film. So it's just like, you know, I don't understand the mentality that, I mean, would drive you to that way, but I'm just like, what in the hell was going on with all of that good stuff happening to make you go, you know what, I'm just going to smack myself to death?
Well, I think the other thing too, Widge, is from what I've heard, from what has been shot for the Hunger Games and some other things, is I'm not going to try to compare Hunger Games to the movie Capote, but he was supposedly just absolutely stealing everything in the third Hunger Games, the few times he was, you know, it's not a huge part, but he was a big part of it. And those few scenes were really, I mean, he just took it over in a lot of ways.
Well, but I mean,
yeah, I don't,
that's what
I
he
just
did.
Don't understand.
I mean, that's what he did. I mean, his scenes in like Almost Famous were, I mean, first of all, I love that. I love the uncut version of that movie because the released version was lacking, but one of the few times a longer version of a film works. Go figure. But no, he was fantastic in that.
He was fun in Twister.
Yes, he was.
He was fun in Twister. He was creepily, oddly mesmerizing as Capote.
Nobody mentions happiness.
Yeah, there's a reason, because we haven't recovered from fucking happiness.
I'm sorry, what?
But it wasn't his fault. It was mostly Dylan Baker. Holy shit. Holy shit. No, he was just...
That was bad. Well, I think the thing is, where I'm...
What?
Sorry.
The pause refreshes every 15 minutes.
I'm feeling conflicted because I don't want to blame him. I don't want to blame the victim because I do in many ways think, especially heroin addicts are often, I mean, they're a victim of that addiction. It is the, from my understanding, the hardest one to walk away from. And it's the hardest one to ever say that you are actually clean from. And yet, I don't understand 50 bags. I just don't.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think there's necessarily anything to get in the sense that I don't think it necessarily matters how he died. He could have put a gun to his head or he could have drove his car off the cliff. I think just in general, the fact that he's gone is a sad thing for the arts.
It is.
And, you know, how he died in the end was kind of inconsequential to a large extent. It's just the fact that, you know, it was essentially suicide. And, you know, whatever drove him to it was just a sad thing. So, I mean, what suicide you choose, I don't necessarily kind of makes a statement. But, you know, that was his form.
And I guess what keeps hitting me is I just, how do I say this? I would hope that anyone that gets that down and who from everything that has come out from friends and family saying, I know we always had a problem, but I thought he knew I was here for them or anything like that. If for anybody else, and my God, I'm going to sound like a post-secret, you know, postcard, but there's so many people to talk to that I hope that that's not the way somebody else takes it out.
The thing, if
and
you
I just
look,
that to me is the sad part.
But if you look at like people who have tried to kill themselves and have not succeeded, there's an overwhelming pattern of whatever causes you to kill yourself is it's an overwhelming urge unless something gets in your way. And so whatever that urge is going to keep you from reaching out to someone, but it could, you know, but anything along the way could have caused a hiccup that might have stopped it. But, you know, you're not necessarily going to reach out to anyone if you're at that point.
Yeah, like if you've made up your mind.
Yeah, if you're serious about doing it, yeah.
If you're serious about doing it, well, and from a psychological perspective, there is also the issue of those who say that are serious about doing it, and yet there is always that 10 seconds or whatever it would be of trying to reach out to somebody. And it is very sad, and I think we've lost a great actor, but I think there was a lot of this, you know. I think what's bothered me more has been, I mean, there's a heroin death, a heroin overdose in New York from the statistics I looked at once every hour. And the New York police were, you know, we're going to find this person and this. And I'm like, you know, it shouldn't matter whether it's this guy or another guy. We should be finding the people who are doing this and selling this and whatever. Whether it's Philip Seymour Hoffman or, you know, Jane Doe who overdoses in an alley. And that's what's also bothered me a great deal about it.
That sounds like Rob.
What now?
It's Rox.
Oh, it's Rox!
That is
Rox. I'm on a train.
You're what? You're on a train?
Yeah.
Were you able to get onto the boxcar okay? Is your bindle with you? Are you?
There was some, you know, on you know, getting the luggage on. It was like two tosses, you know, and then a jump. So.
But the other hobos helped you?
Yeah, they're all like sleeping now.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So she is basically hobo royalty, so of course she's just basically she's like running alongside the train, going, "My subjects to me," and they like grab stuff.
And then she flashes her diner's card.
That's right. And I get two pencils on board. So
awesome.
And I'm pretty sure two tosses and a jump is a masturbation technique.
What?
I also think it's a Def Leppard album.
Same difference.
Which concept album? Wait, huh?
What?
Nothing.
So confused.
How many body parts did it cost the Def Leppard to put out that album?
Oh.
We're stopping.
Ooh, that was, ooh, wow. Good.
Well, like, they don't keep losing parts and members.
Did we lose Shirley Temple today?
Yes.
Yes, we did, unfortunately.
Darn. That's a heroin, right?
No, not heroin. No. She was 85.
Too soon.
But that would have been awesome.
It kind of would have. Former child star Shirley Temple found dead in a smack den.
Oh, Jesus.
Sad when it's a young dude.
And she died.
Hilarious when it's a tap dancing.
Oh my god.
85? Really? I thought she was older.
This is amazing. We're actually more ageist this episode than racist. Who knew?
How is that possible?
I don't
Aaron,
know.
You're not holding up your end of the bargain.
What are you looking at me for?
Well, I actually have a question for Rox, and I was really worried she wasn't going to be here. So, but now that she's here, I have a question.
Okay. What?
I know. I'm okay. So, Rox.
Yeah.
When my mother-in-law passed away, I was given some certain things, and one of the things I've been given is this box of old-time gloves. There's a real long story. I'm not going to get into it. But Rox, I have like four pairs of these gorgeous opera gloves that are in perfect shape, and they fit my little itty bitty, and they fit my little itty bitty tiny hands. But I don't know what to do with them. So help me, Rox. What do I do with these four gorgeous pairs of opera gloves?
Oh my god!
Sell them back to Mattel.
Oh my god! Listen, there's 4 days of Dragon Con. You wear one for every day.
Nice.
Jesus.
Go to the opera.
I don't think they go with someone like t-shirts and other outfits.
Or
what do they do?
Or a very fancy hand job.
You know what, Lee? Lee, this is the year you have an outfit every day for each glove.
So I just basically wear the gloves?
I think, yeah, well, yeah.
And only the gloves.
You have each pair, you have a different outfit.
Well, see, one pair is leather.
Ew.
Yeah, so one pair is cream leather, one pair is black satin, one pair is white satin, and one pair is, I think, black leather.
Okay,
so
I'm sorry, Lee.
Okay, Lee, you can probably pull this off. Mm-hmm. Find a little black dress if you can go with Holly Golightly.
Lee,
somebody dressed like that last year. It was really cool.
Possible.
Can you describe the gloves again, but slower? Please?
What?
I'm pretty sure, Lee, that you
I'm
can
sure
pull...
I shouldn't do that for you, John.
I'm pretty sure that you can pull any outfit together with those gloves if you wear the white eye patch from a couple years ago.
Nice. It's nice.
Are you
I gotta get the eye patch. That would be awesome. Yeah. The eye patch. Woohoo! Yeah, I hope I never, ever have to do... did you hear? Leonard Nimoy is, got pulmonary disease. He's on an oxygen tank pretty much all the time right now.
Aww.
Oh,
this is not the time he wants to do that. There's still a third one missing.
Stop smoking now if you smoke, people. If you are a day-to-day smoker, stop smoking now. This is what happens.
Was he a smoker?
Yeah, he's got it just came out this week. He's got COPD, and basically, yeah, he's pretty much always on an oxygen tank right now.
He got copped.
Mm-hmm, he did.
Oh.
The pause that refreshes, John, next topic.
Oh, did we do the following?
Yeah. Oh, yes, so, so, Rox, we I'm caught up through episode 3. So we talked about up through episode 3. And
okay.
John's convinced that Claire is dead.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't think of that.
What, that she's dead?
Well, yeah, she is dead, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so you think she's
dead. Which thinks she's still alive is the more important part of that.
You know what? I'm still waiting on that guy, his friend, to come up. And I think he's a follower. I'm not fully convinced.
What, the guy who's Iceman, basically?
Iceman, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
There's something weird. It's like, okay, everybody sort of fools, you know, you kind of glimmer, you know, glean on who is a follower. It's like Lily, you know, I've known artsy people and somehow, you know, art director people don't ask those types of questions of cops, you know. I'm like, oh, she's one. I knew early on she was one. So, nice. I don't know. It's that Mike guy that's, you know, I think he's one too.
Well, that would be
shafted.
Wow, that would be. They would have to work very hard to pull that off and make it make sense at this point, I think.
But here's the thing: none of it ever makes sense. Because I still don't know how he gets these connections off of a professor's salary in a college that's not really Harvard or anything.
Well,
I still don't know how he's getting this. I mean, if you notice, they dropped the whole Poe thing, and now it's just the Joe cult club, whatever.
I just realized for the last, like, 20 minutes I've been on mute. I've been laying in some great jokes, and I've been wondering why I haven't been getting any reactions.
Oh,
but my joke for the most recent one, which is when you're wondering how he's getting all these connections, my answer was Grindr.
Where I think that the following has missed a huge opportunity is not since the first episode have they killed off another annoying character from Lost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They had to have at least one a season.
Speaking of annoying characters from Lost.
Kate?
Intelligence, ugh. That guy.
Ugh. Josh Holloway?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Do I need to watch that show or not?
Ugh,
is he
no.
just going to die soon?
No, do not. It's horrible.
Do I need to program for it?
Okay, just put it on mute and masturbate.
Okay, quick questionnaire. Quick questionnaire. Hmm? Do you watch Person of Interest?
No.
Do you watch The Block List? Hang on. Do you watch
The
Block List?
What I do is I wait and then I like I watch them all at once.
Okay, fuck, marry, kill. The following person of interest in The Blacklist.
For who, Aaron?
I'm gonna go with Tuffley.
That'd be a very question for Kim, actually.
Okay, answer it as Kim.
Yeah. Your voice is gonna go up about eight octaves.
You've got clips. You can just run them.
All right, we're slowing down. I think we're going to throw some hobos off the train.
Show them your ticket.
But anyway, the intelligence is basically derivative of Blacklist, which is already derivative of Person of Interest anyway. So
who's the Mary Fuck Kill then?
Mary Fuck Kill between Person of Interest and the Blacklist and Intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Following.
The following.
You can actually have Fall 4, so.
No, I didn't include the Intelligence. I'm saying the Following.
Oh, you did. The Following. Okay.
I don't watch.
If you say the Intelligence, it's too easy to kill.
I honestly don't watch the Following, so I could probably kill that. Probably marry Blacklist. Fuck Person of Interest.
Okay.
Interesting. I would have thought you would have gone the other way with that.
Yeah.
No, because there's something that a lot of Blacklist is just I went through the first season of a couple of shows where it's case of the week, and then we get to a plot. So I'm kind of ground out of that. So some of the Blacklist hasn't Blacklist is losing me a bit. So I don't know.
Ooh, really? How come?
But wait a minute, you wanted to marry Blacklist, didn't you?
Well, okay, so
or some later.
Yes, but I don't watch the Following, so I'm not going to fuck or marry something I don't know.
Right?
So,
no. I meant between Person of Interest.
Where are we?
This is a very interesting conversation.
Oh, okay. Hey, Glenn, Savannah.
You're in Savannah, Georgia?
You have somebody yelling at your phone?
Damn! What?
Anyway, I thought that...
Yeah. Keep going.
I thought you were a huge fan of Person of Interest, though.
I am.
So why wouldn't you marry it?
Elevated version of the high, of the elementary school conversation. If you like it so much,
because
why don't you
marry
it?
Only good for like one time. But
because the fuck part about of that is that the you know, it's one and done, right? Who's with me here? Anyone?
I'm with you?
No, I'm with you. Yeah, you got the rules right. The concept, it's, maybe it's because this is a concept, John. That's why Sophie doesn't like it. It's a concept question.
You and your fucking Christa Berg albums.
Tech moment, can you hear?
Oh, man, I like Christa Berg. You ruined it for me.
Was I really good? Okay, never mind.
Tech moment, can you guys hear this?
No.
Yes.
I'm on a train. I can't hear anything.
No, sweetie. Nothing.
Have you thrown Mama from it yet?
I kind of wonder that John's always masturbating when he's asking that question. It's like, can you hear me do this? Okay, I can keep going.
Two throws
he
and
is.
A jump.
You didn't know that? I sat in his room while he taped one of these ones. He is.
The funny thing is, everyone makes that, like, cheeky wobble sound to make, like, masturbation jokes, but it does not make that noise. Like,
you're doing it wrong, then, Aaron.
What noise does it make, Aaron?
None. It's silent, but deadly. And, like,
your masturbation's deadly? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, I kill, like, a million
silent.
Sperms, so, you know.
In his country, that's illegal.
I would say, way to be all Catholic there. Catholic-y?
Catholic's not happy with you. Okay,
and that concludes more
Sherlock
of our racism. What's that? Hmm?
That show finished months
Sherlock.
Ago. Months ago.
It did not
did we even
hear?
Talk about it?
No, we haven't yet. But, oh my God, does anybody not want more of little Archie to show up in Sherlock? I mean, he's so adorable.
I don't even remember who that was.
It's been
so
a while since I've seen it. Who's Archie?
Archie is the one who is the little kid, and Sherlock says at one point, you know, if you get this right, there's a beheaded nun in it for you. The little kid.
Oh,
yeah,
from the wedding.
To see all the nasty, gross
By
stuff.
The way, where I'm from, that's called grooming.
Jesus. I am I knew there was something else. Okay, so spoilers for Sherlock. I knew there was something else with Mary. I love how
there
they did it, and I am so team
Isn't
Mary.
Isn't that a Fairly Brothers film? The hair gel scene, man. That just was the tipper.
Could you imagine Sherlock deciphering the hair gel moment? Just like obvious sperm and hair.
No, but also we haven't talked about this. Sherlock is no longer a virgin.
I didn't realize
never
he was.
Really an implication.
Well, he never really said that anyway.
There was totally an implication that he was a virgin. If you looked at his face when Adler said they call him the virgin and his face, yes, there was an implication that he was a virgin.
Oh. Well,
during
rule number
season,
one, the Sherlock lies on the way.
Because
it's been so damn long ago. There was totally an implication of that. Yeah.
Oh, he's
not
self-thinking.
Oh.
Still talking about her train trip. Awesome. I love how we can hear that conversation. Awesome.
I want a guest person on the show. Rox, can you just put the phone onto someone beside you on the train and we can include them on the show?
And we can
ask
them
who they want to marry.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
People are coming on the train.
Oh, Jesus.
Really? They should clean that up.
Well, do you
I know.
Wait, do you like a little like place to sleep in the train or what?
I think I'm coming pretty good.
I can.
So why aren't you in your own little place to sleep? Because it's, like, late.
No, it isn't.
2:46
a.m. What, 9 o'clock? What time is it?
Yeah, that's early, not late.
It's like 9:45.
Thank you,
come on,
doctors.
Lee. Schools are closed. It doesn't matter.
Isn't there some sort of weather thing going on?
Yeah.
Like, Lee, I know you're short, but you don't
really
have
funny,
to
Tuffley, because...
Say so what?
Tuffley, everybody I talk literally about yesterday was very much... I was very much into the I cannot believe they're closing schools, but when it was sleeting at our house from 10
how many syllables
about,
was that?
Sleeting?
Sleeting?
Sleeting.
Wow.
Somebody
just
told a weed earlier on. Sleeting?
It's the Sleestat Christmas special.
I can't.
Tartlet. Tartlet. Words lost all meaning.
Tartlet.
What? I'm so confused.
Emerald. Emerald. It's a potato tartlet.
Scuba. Scuba.
What is happening?
What the fuck are you talking about?
How many? Aaron's seeing how many syllables he can say something and how many I usually use. I don't know. It's a game. New
oh,
game.
Having,
it's instead
I'm
of very
the lulls right
you know,
now.
I ruined
Kill
the other
fuck.
Game, so they asked me the other one.
All right, we're moving. Okay, just so you know,
ask John
sometimes
about
this cuts out. Hold on. Sometimes we don't get service.
Jason?
Service
I know, Jay's
on?
Weird.
He's not on the show. He lives
oh,
out here.
All right. Anyway, sometimes we don't get service on the train, and it might cut out. Just so you know.
Okay, so we shouldn't just assume that you've been, like, attacked by weird people from Savannah.
Or that you've been... Correct. Or that you've been secretly putting yourself on mute for 45 minutes.
Wow.
It's just they
oops.
Don't care, Aaron. Everybody heard you.
Okay.
They just don't care.
Wow.
So, Wid, you're back?
Is that cut to the bone?
Yes.
That was, like, pointed and sharp.
Yeah, right?
Rocks. Don't, care. Don't worry, buddy. I'll take a gun for you.
I mean, she just, like, hit me with her bindle right in the crotch.
Right in the crotch.
Ooh.
Oh, well, that's...
How could she find it?
I said they, not me.
What? Damn, Lee! The women on this show be ugly today!
Damn, JJ!
Damn!
They beautiful on the inside!
No, they'd be ugly to the bone. Beauty is skin deep. Ugly go down to the soul.
You'll never make it to where you're going if you don't put that up there.
In the family Jew, in the family Jews.
I don't know if Rox is talking to us or someone else on the train right now.
Broke my heart in two. Broke more your heart.
Actually, I kind of thought that was some sort of Casey Kasem thing that she was doing, so it's fine.
I was thinking it was people on the train, but I'm curious because now it's like, if we're not nice to each other, we can't get where we're going. What? I mean, that might be like a metaphor of life.
You started it, Lee.
I totally did.
She started
yeah,
life.
Yes,
you
I
should
did.
Apologize. You should apologize to Aaron so we can get
actually,
where we're going.
Well, that is the Weekend Justice creation myth, and it does involve Lee's uterus.
Gotta love what your uterus says.
I'm the only one on this podcast that has used my uterus, so thanks.
We haven't heard from that in a while. How come?
We don't ever need to hear from that again. Thank you.
Well, you see, it switched from
hearing from her
to
uterus
technically
a queef.
So.
Oh. Yes, as in Great Barrier.
Oh.
Oh.
Great Barrier queef.
Wow. Okay, JG, I don't have to apologize to Aaron anymore.
What do you mean anymore? When did you apologize to begin with?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
You're going to miss me so much at Dragon Con this year.
Are you not going?
I am. That's why I'm starting a Kickstarter to get you there.
Is it essentially involving kicking me?
No,
well,
no.
That could be
I'm
one of the prizes.
I'm selling you out. Rox and I are selling you out every night. But...
Well, I don't know. Can
yeah.
we find 1,200 people who want to kick you?
I'm sure you could. I'm sure most of
I've
them have been to the last
full...
panel for the last
you
couple of years.
probably
oh
some of the
God,
writers.
Oh my God, did you read those comments?
Wait a minute.
Did you read those comments? You there.
Wait a minute. We have breaking news. This just in. Man dressed as banana detained for carrying AK-47.
Where?
In Texas, of course.
Well, it wasn't because...
It was either Texas or Florida.
It was only because he looked like a fruit.
Did they peel him first?
No, wait. Okay, you did say Texas. On?
Hello?
Is this thing on?
We were just trying to, like, you know, discard the homophobic comment from the scout leader.
I was pointing out the Texans.
No, I'm just making sure it was Texas so we don't have to get bail money together for Scott in Florida.
Oh, is that because of the fruit comment? Lee, that's so rude.
So homophobic.
God!
Now, hey, FYI. I know you guys are just funning me, but FYI, they did change their policy.
What, about bananas?
About bananas. They're, and right, AK-47s.
About the banana and the tailpipe?
Look, Tuffley, I ain't falling for no banana in a tailpipe.
Especially if he's carrying an AK.
No. He didn't have to carry his AK.
Where
do you want Weather Channel 4, Roxy?
Oh, because what is the storm?
That's an ice storm.
Her name is Aurora Monroe.
She was horribly played
basically,
by...
Basically, Rox, you're going to be in snow and sleet and freezing rain all the way up the East Coast.
And sleet!
Okay, Atlanta. Okay, the weather. You know where the weather is. The storm.
The weather is outside.
Is everywhere.
Yeah. No. The conductor is actually asking, right?
Are we presenting weather reports to a conductor on the internet?
Rox, listen to me. Yeah. I've got it. Yeah. You are going to be in freezing rain, snow, sleet, and freezing rain all the way up the East Coast.
Hey, Rox, here, I got
starting
it for you.
Starting a
little bit above Macon, probably around Augusta-ish area.
I got a question, Rox.
Georgia.
What about
the coastal area-ish?
Like, do they have pig farms in Macon? Because I think Macon bacon should be a thing.
As long as you're going up the coast, it's just going to be rain.
I'll give you the update soon.
Is it going to
be Charleston? Are you going...
Rox, can't you just look outside?
No!
If you're going up Charleston...
It's dark, John!
Rox, if you're going straight up the coast, you should be okay until you hit about D.C.
Rox, just open your window and stick your head out.
We can't.
You can't because there's mill posts that go by.
Rox, do you want to build a snowman?
What time for D.C.?
What?
All right, I'll look that part up because that part I don't know.
This is a comedy podcast providing weather reports to a train.
There's like 10 people on the line. Sorry.
What the hell is happening?
Don't you apologize for us, Rox.
Hey, why don't you just put the person...
People will be listening to this days later.
I'm trying to help the train conductor.
Hand the phone to him. Hand the phone to him.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, you know, chat.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Incoming private line.
So, conductor, marry, fuck, kill, rain, sleet, or snow?
Trains, planes, or automobiles?
When?
You're gonna hit snow and sleet right as you hit the border between South Carolina and North Carolina.
Okay.
That's right, Lee.
All three North Carolina.
All of their lives depend on what you're telling her right now, so get it right!
Dun, dun, da, dun, dun.
Winter is coming.
I'm getting it right. I'm on the Weather Channel. All of North Carolina is a wintry mix of snow and sleet.
Told ya.
And then when you get into Virginia and go up, you got pretty much snow.
Okay. Virginia snow. Okay.
When I go to Virginia, you get a very different reaction.
Is it starting now?
Yes, you are on your way now.
Okay.
Of course she's on her way now. She's on a moving train.
Is she on the midnight train in Georgia?
Technically, she can't go her own way as much as Lou and Mac would like to.
What? Huh?
What?
I've got... Witch, what damn pick picture did you send me on Saturday, you bastard, that's just showing up now in my Gmail?
What? What?
You fuck.
Oh, that was a step t-shirt.
No, I sent her a cocktail.
No, no it's not, and you not bastard, I hate you.
It is a cocktail.
A dick pic.
It's a cocktail. Tail being the operative word, you bastard.
Oh.
Cocktails.
Woo.
So.
In there, out there.
So we can justice weather on the ones. Coming up next, traffic.
You know, we don't even get like G4 or G3 network on this train, just so you know.
You get G2?
No, we don't even get G2.
You're on edge, aren't you?
We got tin cans between each depot.
All right, do you have to shovel coal or no?
I don't. I paid, so I don't have to.
Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on. Rocks, do you want to
what?
Go shovel coal? Do you
what?
Want to shovel? Do you
oh,
want
sure.
to?
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
do you want to build a snowman?
Thank you.
Rocks, you should ask yeah. him a weather report. He should let you go do coal.
Well, you know it's all diesel, right?
Yeah, but you can still shovel coal. They can pretend.
Shoveling coal a euphemism?
Yes.
It yeah, is.
For anal sex.
For two tosses and a jump.
Okay, so fuck, marry, kill. A snowman, coal.
Wait.
I think service is going in and out.
Well, that would be explained why he's not on the bus.
Say, wait, Rox? Is it getting dark and then light and then dark and then
where did they put that camera?
Oh, John Bucket!
JJ, nanotechnology, baby.
127, hold on.
Nanotechnology is very mean about services tech.
So,
that's a different kind of selfie.
What do you remember about the night of the 15th? Well, it was light, it was dark, it was light, it was dark, it was light, it was dark.
Oldie but a goodie, Widge.
It was
a journey of the soul, Widge. Journey of the
that's
soul.
That's what my egg remembers about the September before the May of 99.
Better than a journey escape, because that's an album.
That's, yeah.
And a video game.
And a video
game. It is a video game.
JJ.
That you never stop believing in.
Oh, speaking about the September before the May of 99, my son was very excited that he got a shout out on the Weekend Justice outtakes, by the way.
Oh, excellent.
Whoa, your son listens to this now?
No, I let him listen to certain things that I know I'm not on.
You listened to you made him listen to the bit that specifically mentions him, and you probably did it in front of other people, didn't you?
I didn't.
Okay. No. Hey, look, he was mentioned on a podcast. Let me turn that on for you.
He listens to the music stuff because then he like goes to Amazon and buys a lot of music. I'm like, shit, stop it.
He's got a lot of money.
You know. Shit. Kidlet knows his mom and dad's password, unfortunately, on Amazon.
Passwords can be changed relatively easily.
I was about ready to say that.
It's about to be.
You could just delete forms of payment.
Well, JJ, he's got a keylogger on their PC, is what it is.
Oh. See, if you'd only gotten Max.
The problem is a kid is smarter than
the parents. It was light, it was dark.
Keylogger is a euphemism, right?
Yes.
For anal sex.
So, to go back a couple of clusters of conversation ago, Aaron, the funny thing, if you really just want to chuckle to yourself, is imagine next year at Dragon Con, the Lost panel, if you don't go and I don't go.
So just
it'll
John.
Just
shit, that's
John.
Just John.
Fuck you guys.
Hey, John, at least you'd be able to finally talk without us interrupting you.
Just remember, always insult Kate.
Yeah,
they
the crowd
that.
Seemed to love that. Yeah,
well,
they love it.
Most of it did. Except for one person.
John,
do they still have those?
If you don't have your two friends with you.
What's that?
What are you going to do if you don't have your two losties with you?
You'll be doing a panel by yourself?
Oh, no, you'll be doing it. I ain't doing shit. I'm one lost.
Well, how many laptops have you got? We'll Skype it in.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I can totally do that.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh. Oh, you could get cardboard standees and you could stick their heads on them.
I can totally Skype it in that room. That would be awesome. We can do it. Done.
And providing the voice this evening for Jean-Luc Picard is J.J. Hoggins.
Oh, I thought you were telling her to watch Lost and that she needed multiple PCs to just watch them all at once.
That's true.
So, if you guys can hear this...
Was that a direct hit?
I think Rox has flushed something on the train.
No, that was the end of Missile Command, Tuffley.
Yeah.
I thought it was
Rox, the 8-bit representation Rox, of the theme to Lost.
Going down the tunnel. I know it's dark. Just keep going down.
Walk towards the light, Roxanne.
This is what my wife says to me all the time.
You said don't go into the light.
Wait, you said
don't walk towards the light, Roxanne.
And she's gone.
I thought it was about the red light with Roxanne.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. But she didn't have to put it out because perhaps she'd have to walk the streets for money.
Perhaps she should have.
Well,
it's all about the shovel.
With our rocks, it's all about infrared, as in that's how she tracks you.
I really do need 27 inches.
Nobody?
Google whack.
No, that wasn't even Google whack. Hey, whoever just laughed at that listening at home, God bless you.
Leave a comment, which feels bad.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't give a fuck.
I do not get in arm's reach of Rox because I know she would try to like put something in me to attract me, and I don't allow that.
Put something in you to attract you.
She's been trying to pull
to
something in me for years.
Me.
Oh! So, Lee, you're worried that Rox is going to chip you.
Aaron, we've both been trying to make you our little Irish sandwich, and you won't let us.
Why is it always cock and
play hard to get.
Wait, you Since want a sandwich when? With Aaron and lettuce?
Are you the lettuce?
Is that why they call me white bread?
I always thought of you more as a non-native cracker.
That's the secret ingredient.
Oh God. Well, yeah, that's the thing. Is it better that if you're a redneck, then you could be white mountain bread.
Or a Rocky Mountain oyster.
Oh!
No! I've had those. No. No, never again. No, no, no.
According to my father, they taste like brains.
Bullshit! They taste nasty.
And when was this comparison made?
Years ago, when my father was tricked into eating Rocky Mountain oysters. He said that they tasted like eggs to him. And apparently, that is because they taste like brains. And one of my father's favorite dishes growing up on a farm in Compton was scrambled eggs and goat brains.
The idea of a farm in the middle of the Compton always cracks me up.
I know, that's why I have to say that.
Was your father a crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube?
Not Ice Cube, no, he was a crazy motherfucker named Dick.
Oh, okay.
I've got to know if your father knew the same person, i.e. my father, who tricked me into trying a Rocky Mountain oyster too.
I don't know.
Is that a euphemism again?
Lee, it wasn't still attached, was it?
No, thank God. No, okay.
There's something you should really be talking about in therapy.
Show me in the oyster where it touched you.
I don't believe in therapy. I just believe in drugs.
Sorry, Charlie.
Unless you're Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Well, I will say this. Lee's been to Paradise, but she hasn't been to her.
Did she have two tickets?
But she didn't see it by the dashboard lights.
Hey! JJ, I got two tickets to Paradise, but you got to be right beside me. And pack your bags, because we're leaving tonight.
Is it another day for you and me in Paradise?
Maybe.
Think twice.
It's just another day. Just another day.
But it's just the perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you.
And the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
Oh, won't you please take me home?
We're not doing this again.
You sounded so
home on the range.
I don't think Paradise City has ever sounded quite that wistful before. Oh, won't you please take me home?
That's the children's book version of that. That'll be out later this year.
John Boutel, Rex Harrison's his way through your favorite hits.
And the children's book of Mr.
Some
Brown
point, yells, give me some reggae.
Guys, no, that's just truly outrageous.
Just reggae.
But he can't play it. We can't hear anything.
I know. I was going to give him the bluest balls.
Those would be some cold looking Rocky Mountain oysters.
No, here's the problem. He'll just be jamming out to Gem and we just can't hear it.
Is jamming out to Gem also a masturbation reference?
Yes. It's another technique.
No, that's the misfit.
Its technique is better.
What was it? It's what in a jump?
It's just a jump to the left, Wedge.
That's where I was going. Take it someplace.
Put your hands on your hips. Your own hips.
Thank you for the clarification.
I want to put him on John's hips. He's got really good hips.
Wow. Any Hips Will Do is a song from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I thought you didn't like music.
I like musicals. It's Toughly.
That was too tough.
Hips Will Do.
This is driving me nuts, Aaron.
Like a steering wheel attached to the crotch.
It's
what?
Grease me up, woman.
It's your power steering. The power steering's out.
Your power steering my nuts.
Talk about ball bearings being shot. What?
I just think all of y'all should stop right there. Before we go.
Stop right there.
I think right now we should all stop, communicate, and listen. The podcast is back with a brand new mission.
Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch. Hey, you, always on the run. You got to slow it down, baby. You got to have some fun.
But
and then Norwegian curling pants.
But can John have his balls back, please?
No.
Oh.
Not until he wins an episode of Solve This.
Oh!
Doesn't
that
mean
a thing?
Oh my god.
Doesn't that mean there has to be another episode of Solve This?
I think I
That's
taste my
true.
I think I taste my nuts in my mouth now. You kicked him so hard.
And who?
Two already? They don't want to use them anymore.
What one great taste that doesn't necessarily taste great together.
And then Aaron, who wins? Who really wins?
But does it go well with chocolate, Widge? Does it go well with chocolate?
Okay, let's not get racist.
Oh, jeez.
Again, Isaac Hayes and his chocolate salty balls are dead.
Oh, too soon. Why is it on the cock with you?
JJ, I dated a guy.
I want to hear how this ends.
Go, Lee, go. Slow.
Who owned the sofas that Isaac Hayes used to have in his Atlanta recording studio?
He did what to the sofas?
Them. He bought them from Isaac.
You mean owned in a sexual way, or?
What?
He owned them, and I sat on them. I don't know what you're talking about.
I hope he didn't pay much, because if he did, he'd be shafted. Yeah, I was going to say he'd be shafted.
And they had flowers on them, Aaron. So there was a shaft and a pistol and all of that stuff.
Hey, Aaron's just talking about shaft.
Are you saying that Isaac Hayes did not deflower his own sofa? I don't believe that for a minute.
You saying he fucked a sofa?
I'm glad we can't libel the dead. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
I'm saying that anything within a quarter mile of Isaac Hayes when he was alive was automatically fucked, animate or unanimate.
Now, I know they always say black guys have bigger dicks, but a quarter mile, I think, is stretching it a bit. Literally.
Because I can at least tell you, from personal experience...
I want to hear this.
Listen.
But I can say from personal experience, standing within 6 feet of Samuel L. Jackson, that he does suck all the coolness out of a room into the nexus that is him. You can just feel everything around him is lame in comparison. So I'm just guessing.
Are you sure it wasn't Lawrence Fishburne?
I'm just going to tell you that from personal experience...
Now, where are you going?
None of y'all are in the yardage or anything else, but that's all I'm
Lee,
saying.
Lee, don't even lie and say you've seen my penis.
Yeah, that is true.
That she's seen his penis?
No, that she's lying and said she's seen it.
Oh. Now you, I don't know if you guys saw when Madman ran into Sam Jackson. Did you see this? Basically, so at the RoboCop screening, Sam Jackson was there. He was waiting in the tunnel to come out. Madman was coming back from the restroom, saw him there, went to shake his hand, and I'm paraphrasing this, but it was basically Sam Jackson said to Madman, "Boy, I can't shake your hand. These hands about to eat some motherfucking popcorn." Oh, that was great. That and Sam Jackson basically saying, if you're a fan of the first film, don't compare. Oh, that was funny.
Did he really say that?
Yes, he did.
Oh,
which,
that's awesome.
Which is funny because really, when you see the film, this is not a spoiler, but basically Sam Jackson, I don't know how long it took him to shoot his bit, but he's basically like in one room, and I think he has one scene with Michael Keaton in the flesh, and that's it. So, because he's
Wait,
playing
he it. He had a scene in Michael Keaton's flesh? Cool.
Clive Barker's RoboCop.
I am alive.
It was better than Frank Miller's RoboCops.
But then again, so is my ass.
Yeah.
And there's a soundbite for you.
I'm fine with that.
And also,
if only you could hear the sound bites.
I often compare things to my ass.
In size and scale, or
in hideousness.
Do you usually use that just as a base reading to start out, and then it's higher or lower in one direction?
Well, yes. There's always the widget asometer, and depending on what the asometer reading is, then you can tell how assy it is actually.
So it's like the weather forecasting thing.
Yes, but the train isn't calling me to find out about my ass.
Yeah, hopefully you don't have a train on your ass.
Asometer said about the weather.
I now feel like every way homer that has like a half a cup or less, we've gotten gypped on what should have been the correct ratings.
Which is your butt.
How many asses out of five?
We should have seen your tushy.
Because then you get a half ass.
We should have had.
And you can't sit on half an ass.
But you can do a half-assed review.
You can, which is what I do for a living. Thank you!
Every day.
Not every
but
day.
But no, we need... I agree with JJ. If it's less than a cup, we should see your tushy.
Okay, I don't think that's exactly what JJ said.
JJ, is that what you said?
I said that we should have gotten asses as reviews, but it's a representation of a cup. I was not expecting, you know, a literal photo of Widge's butt.
Two Widges in the cup.
But why not?
I don't know if he can technically actually photograph his butt because the paleness would just white out the lens.
I'm trying to figure out how
that's
that would
why he's got a camera person.
Me.
Okay.
What?
I'm not going to expose my ass to any camera wrangler that I have in the car. That's rude.
Although that's not.
I think we should really discuss this with Thespia.
I was gonna say, although that's not the worst thing that's ever happened on 285, so you're fine.
No, that's true.
You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
We should half wedge butt instead of half a cup.
Serve's here.
So,
is that serve?
Hi, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, sir, guess what you were doing earlier?
Showing your butt?
Sort of.
So,
not
sir,
exactly.
What's it like doing a podcast at 7:15 in the evening?
Yeah, it's a completely different experience.
Is the sun even set there yet?
You sound so different on the phone. This is so weird.
Well, A, I'm getting over a cold, and B, I'm on the phone, so I'm not as clear as Skype. So, but I plan to have my Skype system set up pretty soon. So,
Sorry, does anybody else think cold is a euphemism now that he's in the Northwest?
No,
just you. Last I heard, it was actually cold up there.
Yes, and
I was about to say, I'm sorry. I actually have a touch of humanity, so I just felt bad for him for having a cold during the ice storm that we just had. Poor bastard.
It's okay, Serve. Every guy on the podcast has sent me a picture of their tushy tonight, so you got to send it too.
Holy shit!
We weren't going to talk about that on air, Lee.
Oh, sorry.
The first rule of Ass Club is you do not talk about Ass Club.
I'm
the
sorry. The second rule of I'm Ass sorry, Club is
second rule
no
of Ass Club is wax.
No, the second rule of Ass Club is
Google wax.
Never mind. Cricket me, damn it.
You found that one guy who wasn't getting off, and you got him off.
That's right. And I used Lee's opera gloves to do it.
No, you didn't. I've got them in a little box.
That's why it's
I know you do.
Now you got to smell the glove.
Thank all you. Let's figure out what Spinal Tap is.
Also, concept record.
In the podcast.
Shit sandwich.
An hour and like 42 minutes into the podcast, which said I got him off. So mark that one down.
There's a thin line between sexy and stupid is pretty much the best review for Weekend Justice podcast.
Did somebody review us like that? Because that'd be great.
No, we just got shit sandwich.
Oh.
Literally?
And the question is how much more perspective can... No, too much. It's too much fucking perspective.
None more black. Just none. Yes. How black can Widge's t-shirts get? None. None
yeah,
more
just
black.
None more black. There is,
yeah, no, they have sucked all the light out of everything.
Thank you. You know what? Blackest night? Yeah, that's my wardrobe.
Darkest day.
Also the name of his penis.
I... With a K, buddy. With a K.
Because of the helmet.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
I have a question because there are six men on this podcast. Why do you name it?
I don't.
It earns its own name.
Yeah. It declares it. It wakes up in the middle of the night and goes, "You shall now call me
Taxhammer." Oh wait,
quest. It took peyote
Lee,
and disappeared for 3 days.
Lee, what you don't understand is, you know the way people like call their area privates, like people say that, you know, their private parts. Mm-hmm. Well, that's because it's the, you know, army ranking. You then work your way up to corporal, sergeant, lieutenant. If you can all get all the way up to, like, you know, a major, you know, you're doing great. But you got to earn those stripes is all I'm saying.
So how do you – wait, Aaron. So how do you earn each stripe or ranking?
Well, I mean, I know you have a kid, so I thought it would be pretty obvious by now. But if you want me to draw you a diagram, I can do
it. Aaron,
I need that diagram.
Don't tell her the secrets of maleness.
I need that diagram. Because I understood all of y'all go to that meeting once a month and decide who's going to get their period every month. And all of the guys say, yeah, no, not us. Give it to the women every month again. So I want to know how you guys decide.
Okay,
you know,
so Lee, let me state something that I have stated more than one time before. There is men are actually the weaker sex, okay?
Yes, you are. You guys could not bleed for days on end and not die. I know that.
Well, I just don't want to shove a tampon up my cock.
First of all, the string hanging out would be ridiculous.
No kidding.
It would kind of wave in the wind, though.
Oh, my God. Ow. That on the owl ranking, that ranks up with Serpent in the Rainbow, buddy. That's ow. Just saying ow.
By the way, Weekend Justice, that's weather on the ones, traffic on the fives, uncomfortableness for the rest of the hour.
Ladies.
Oh.
Dude, if I could find, JJ, if I could find that shirt again that says, I am woman, I can bleed for days on end and not die, I would buy it and wear it at least.
With opera gloves.
Tampon.
But wouldn't that
at
leave
least
a blood trail?
This month with opera gloves. Oh. Yes. No, I don't use tampons.
Damn.
I don't have to use that anymore.
There's a period panties Kickstarter where they have knickers that are designed specifically for when you're on your period because they're the shape are supposed to be very good for having like tampons and stuff.
Oh,
but also as well as that they're all different designs. So they have like cunt Dracula. And rainbow first blood, which is like a unicorn Rambo. Yeah, there's loads of them. I should bring it back up because they've got some great designs on them.
There you go.
Yeah, Lee's all over that.
Sure, ask me whatever questions you want.
Thanks, JJ.
Period.
Thank you for that.
Whatever.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Aaron, that page has got to be like the next to last page of the internet, right?
Hold on. It's
he's found it. After that, there's the exit sign, like in Truman Show.
It's gotten funded. They were looking for $10,000 to produce these. They've gotten $119,000, and there's 25 days to go on the Kickstarter. Jesus, so these are incredibly popular.
Here's the issue. It doesn't matter. Why are you thinking you've got to have different panties for a tampon? Different panties for
the
a pads.
Pad?
Go with that.
This is what they're for. They're for the pads.
Oh, they're for the pads, then that would make sense. Go, do that Kickstarter, because that would be money. Yeah.
But they've got great sales for the werewolf panties. It says bleeder of the pack. For the devil ones, it says bloody hell. There's a pirate one, which is Captain Redbeard, which I think is quite clever. The Cuntocula one, the Cunt Dracula one, I've said.
Cuntocula, oh Jesus.
That would be good. There's the Carrie one, which is Curse of Blood, and it says in the back, Blood Among the Stars. Then there's a zombie one, which is Dawn of the Red. The Rambo, Rainbow First Blood, and the Evil Beaver is another one. Sourpuss, Shark Week.
Well, I like what the Sourpuss is saying no.
Yeah, he just got like fingers up. He's basically Grumpy Cat. But yeah, these are kind of fun and clever, I think.
Cramp stamps, nice.
Grumpy Cat, why are you bleeding? No, I'm sorry. Keep going. Sorry, I was doing a Friends song.
What in the world?
So that's my recommendation for this week. Ding. Period.
I gotta say honestly, the tank tops that go with, pretty good. Go with it.
Oh yeah, the cats.
You know, it would be awesome. It'd be great if there was a whole team of chicks that wore that at Dragon Con.
Yeah, no. We're already pissed off
about a whole team of dudes that wore that at Dragon Con.
Dudes, that would be fine. That would be fine. But women are already pissed off enough at Dragon Con for other things, so.
Yeah, like scheduling.
Do you think, John, we get the unique geeks in, and we get them all,
sure.
Each one.
Sure.
Oh, that would be awesome. Can I take a picture?
Can I build a snowman?
Can you, a snowman?
And by that, he means Jerry Reed from Smokey and the Bandit.
Okay. Serve.
Yes.
Mary fuck kill. Jerry Reed, Dom DeLuise, or Burt Reynolds?
Wow.
Burt Reynolds. He's the man. He's a Florida
Which
State.
One?
Well, you gotta marry. Who are you gonna marry? Who are you gonna
Florida State. I don't think that he graduated, but he attended.
No, you're missing the point of this. Never mind.
See? Serve hasn't played either.
No, fuck, marry, kill. You've got to pick one to fuck, one to marry, and one to kill.
Oh. Well, you got to marry Burt Reynolds.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's Florida orange juice.
Says Lonnie Anderson.
And, you probably fucked on DeLuise. And then you kill the other one.
Was kill it? Jerry Reed. Okay, he got the shaft.
Yep.
Damn.
Well, you know. Iceman, you know.
Well, you don't kill him per se. You just throw him down a trapdoor where he sings
Wait.
The same song
yes,
forever.
Yes, no. JJ, he starts singing, Pretty Mary, fuck kill. It's all right with me. Sorry.
Do you want to marry, fuck kill?
Jesus Christ.
So, how bad's the weather in Atlanta?
Worse than you.
Wow.
Pretty bad.
Not bad yet.
Not bad yet, but it's going to be crappy for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Ice, then...
Ice, maybe.
Snow, then more ice, and freezing rain, and then more snow. Up
Why
to potentially
did...
8 inches of snow.
How the
That's
hell did
we
ice,
got here.
Ice Baby come up twice in one podcast? That's not right.
We're all going to die now.
That means both Queen and David Bowie are going to sue us.
Well, what's horrible is that we're going from Vanilla Ice references to, in my mind, I've got Informer playing, so I just need to be shot.
God.
I know.
Need you boom boom now.
How's the weather out there, Serve? Seeing as we're doing weather forecasts.
It's gotten better, right, JJ? It's not raining. Quite as bad as it was. Yeah,
in
it's
Portland?
Normal.
No way.
Did you get any time off for it?
No, because I work at home, rain? So my commute's kind of moot anymore. My boss didn't take any mercy on me. But Dr. Jen didn't have to go to Nike on Friday and got to go in late yesterday.
I worked all 4 days of it.
Oh, that sucks ass.
It
How?
Really
because
did.
Some of the transit was down, right? The MAX line was down.
Yeah, my girlfriend got off work because of the MAX line being down.
Oh, ladies.
And there's your Portland corner.
How much snow did you get, JJ?
We ended up, from what I understand, I was told in this neighborhood it was about 8 to 10 inches.
Yeah, we got 8 inches here.
Yeah.
How much did you get, Putel?
I have 8 inches too. Oh wait, of snow?
No,
none.
You don't.
None.
Wow.
What's Not with the you, Canadian rappers? Stop it.
If he gets to add his thumb in, it's 8 inches.
Okay.
See, it's not just me.
And that's when he's jumping to the left.
Yeah, but you've just been on there to just tear everybody down tonight, Lee. You're evil.
Yes, I am.
You're right now. You're sitting there probably with a goatee and a slightly jauntier outfit because you are the Mirror Universe, Lee.
Well, I don't have a goatee because I wax, but other than that.
Barely.
What?
Mm.
I'm confused.
No, that's good.
We could call the conductor back.
That would be great, actually.
Hey, are first we doing Weekend Justice again in 2 weeks?
Yes, and we'll bring around the weather apocalypse again.
Yeah, it's gonna snow that too.
Every 2 weeks.
Holy God!
Oh God, I hope not.
It's gonna be a bitch in the summer.
Wait, guys, this is especially toughly. This is the. Would you like to hear the deluxe Chuck Mosley will rap over Hard Rock for Food merchandise package? Here it is. For You get an autographed, personalized vinyl. You get a photo of Chuck signing your record. You get a video and photos of a personal letter from Chuck. Put this in the right order. Free download of the debut CD plus bonus tracks. Free shipping plus one of Chuck's dreads. Yes, you read that right. Chuck will cut off one of his dreads and pop it in the mail to his biggest fan. You also get a video and photos of Chuck cutting the dread for you. And you get a personal letter from Chuck telling a story about his hair, how his style came about, and why he has held on to his dreads for so long. You get that for $500. And apparently there's only one of them for sale, and I'm assuming because it still says buy now that it's still available.
Because, you know, it's some guy's hair.
Yeah, seriously. But that means you can then in the future clone Chuck Mosley's and outfit them with weapons and you can have Mecha Chuck Mosley's.
Only if you rip the hair out by the root.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, see, we just need better technology then.
Yeah.
So basically you're preparing for future technology.
Yes.
Or you could just take that hair and the roots and then make a new band.
Hey!
They'll just end up on The Tonight Show. It's not fair.
For a week.
And on that note, introductions.
That's a good point. We should probably do introductions. What? What is Lee knowing about?
I don't Her know. Son is asking about where ladybirds come from.
And we
no,
told him
to.
We told
no, wait
him
a minute.
To get a mic.
What? No, hang on. Do you mean ladybirds? I think over here in America, they're referred to as golden books.
Well, no, it's ladybirds and manly bees, isn't it? The birds and the bees? Which
manly
one's the, which one's getting fucked by which?
Thank you. That's where I was thinking, too.
Don't we just give kids two live crew records and let them figure it out now?
But wait, Lady Bird Johnson, that's like both sets of genitalia.
Are there still two live crew records?
We just send them to public school and let them figure it out that way.
I feel like if I was getting any musical artist to teach kids about sex, it has to be Salt-N-Pepa.
Oh, yeah.
JJ, you're talking about me being mean and you just said that?
I said what?
JJ said a lot of things.
I said a lot of bad things, even. But what did I do? I just
about Lady Bird Johnson and being.
I don't think her name has.
I think he meant to say Lyndon Johnson.
No, Lady Bird Johnson was his wife's name.
Yes.
Or at least that's what she went by. I don't know. That wasn't very nice.
Well, that's what she signed into the hotel registry. So
I think he meant to say Larry Bird.
Oh.
Johnson?
Oh my God.
Larry Bird's Johnson?
Yeah.
Him and Magic were seeing each other on the side.
Yep.
Wait, Larry Bird has AIDS?
No.
Everyone has AIDS. AIDS.
I still don't see why it's a bad thing to say that someone's name has a euphemism in both halves.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't either. I thought it was good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, good stuff. Good.
Okay. Good job, everybody.
Good job. Well done.
Wait, we're waiting for the scores.
Wait, we're also waiting for the weather.
5.4 from the Russian judges.
Those Russians.
Fuck! Well, it is cold. And just
how about those
cold
introductions, eh? Good introductions we had this week. They were good. I enjoyed them.
Waiting for the scoring.
Probably everybody is, but, you know, Boutel.
What?
Doutel.
Scuba.
Poutine.
It's probably, what did they say last time we were on and it was snowing? It was like 69 where he was or whatever?
What is happening?
Oh, he was talking about 69s, but that was a completely different thing.
It's 69ing a pamplemousse.
Pamplemousse.
Which means grapefruit.
Oh my
Scuba.
God.
Bibliothèque.
Okay, what? Is this like the worst, like, language tapes ever? What is happening?
Yeah.
This is the electric company thing. No.
Boof.
That's Ebola.
This is Red Slate.
Yeah, that's where you go.
Plagiarism.
Ebola. Ebola.
Ebola?
Yes.
Ebola. Superbola.
What? Hyperbola.
Super?
What is happening?
A big old bola weed.
Hey, how's that working out for you, sir?
By the way, hey, listeners at home, can you hear this?
Why did we stop to listen?
What's happening?
Hey, listeners at home, does this look infected?
Listeners at home, is it safe?
Hey, listeners at home, can you read this cuneiform for me? Thanks.
Listeners at home, can you read my mind? Do you know what I'm thinking?
Listeners at home, do you want to build a snowman?
Please put your answers on a postcard and send it to Weekend Justice. Care of British Airways.
No, Lee, it's too late. Don't be a Scot, okay? We'd already moved on at that point.
They put a button on it.
I stopped.
A button was placed on it.
The Irishman told somebody not to be a Scot.
Big shot there.
Well, he had to be a big shot last night. He knew what everything was about.
You had to be a big shot, didn't you?
Oh, I'm moving out.
The Coke spoon up his nose.
I'm moving on. I want the world to know.
And that was after he crashed your party. Next day he said he was sorry. Sunday game.
You're in an electric chair telling dirty jokes until you smile.
Oh.
Wait, hang on. Billy Joel lyrics. Is that page 11 in the script or page 10?
I think it's between the two. It's 10 and a half. Okay. It's like the Harry Potter platform.
Okay.
Yep. No one here is
hearing
that.
It's in the margins. Never mind.
There you go. What? Trust me, this whole podcast is in the margins.
It's on the pink sheet. You have the right.
Is that the period panties we were talking about earlier?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you turn in the wrong portion of your TPS report again?
Okay.
So how about
I'm
some introductions?
I'm on telework. I don't have to turn in my TPS report.
How remember, people, file your taxes.
Don't do drugs.
Is TPS
stay in school,
or
TMS?
Or do.
Stay in school. until you have to pay for it yourself, and then don't even
and
bother.
And I hate to do this. And I hate to do this, but I've got a problem here.
We didn't learn anything from Tuffley. And I hate to do this.
And that's the sound and of a slowly strangling child.
That's
so you guys have really fun. No, you guys all have a really good time on the 6-person sausage fest. I'm sure I don't want to know what that means. And I will
like
see
you don't
later.
Know, Lee.
Do I have to?
I don't know, John. Do I know?
Do I have to spell it out? Two tosses and a jump.
You know,
it's just like what happens on The View, Lee.
This is the reality show version of Upton Sinclair's The Jungle.
True story.
Only unlike the
I promise you, six guys getting together and talking versus six women getting together and talking. They're going to be so, oh my goodness, very different. But you guys have a good time.
There's less panties and pillow fighting.
There'd be a lot less period talk, but we've already covered that. So
yep.
Yeah.
No, that was Aaron.
You guys didn't ask any questions. I was totally willing to answer any questions. We're all good.
We're all grown.
Good night.
We know about periods.
So Lee's going to have to go do our ask or anything thing right now. So
Lee, you really need to hang out with some people that are like older than your son.
Yeah, really.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to go hang out with my husband.
Okay, good. You can explain periods to him.
Is he older than your son?
I love that. It's like Lee's got, well, I was ready to answer your questions about periods. It's like, I'm sorry, how old are we?
Is it true that ladies have different bits than men?
Like, we've all got, like, really long-term relationships with other women. Like, I measured the other day that I've been with my girlfriend. I think it was 96 periods.
Is that, like, 96 tears?
Aaron Poole in the question marks.
Yeah, that's weirdly. So we've all been in relationships for, like, years and years and years. Why do our girlfriends / wives / whatever, why do they disappear into the desert in a tent for 3 days out of the month? What's going on in there? They won't tell us. What's the secret?
They went to a desert on the horse with no name, but they said it was to get out of the rain.
I think it involves
total metaphor.
I think it involves the ghost of an Indian, some whiskey, and Jim Morrison, doesn't it?
That's just their teenage years.
Oh God.
288.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, we couldn't hear that.
It's like three times more than
me. He wasn't playing a sound of it, Tuffley.
What is that? Made a sound.
What it sounds like?
I feel like it would be a low rumble. Like, you know the sound they make when they use the Force in Star Wars? We just have to,
I think it would sound more angry, though.
No, that sounded relief. That sounded like relief.
So, like Batman in like the Christian Bale movies. Swear to me.
So what you're saying, Aaron, is that gravelly Christian Bale is the universal voice of women's periods.
Yeah, but when they have like a tampon in, it sounds like more like Bane.
I'm pretty sure that whatever sound you decide that it is, it's the sound of misogynism personified.
Wait, Aaron, here it goes. It goes, do you feel like you're in control?
This will be most unpleasant for you.
Hey, that was... No, wait, that has never been released. Never mind. I was about to say, hey, it's a callback to Solve This, but it's a Solve This that isn't out in the world.
Oh, it is.
Oh, wait, that one is. It's that's
the
one
video.
That's on.
That's the video we have online, yeah.
Yeah, it's on Vimeo.
It's on Vimeo?
John, are you actually going to send me the Solve This, or are you just going to like call it a wash and leave it alone?
God,
I thought you had it.
It hurts.
No, not Solve This. It you hurts. Sent me Ken's quiz show.
No, I thought I sent you this. Oh, here we go. Hold on.
Unless you only sent it to me since the last time I did it was on the podcast.
Don't try to play it for me. Can't hear it.
Is this your card? I can't
see it. Holy shit, it is. You're like Darren Brown.
Listener, is this your card?
Listener, in the comments, any three members of the podcast, marry, fuck, kill.
Oh, God, they're going to take you up on that.
Do you see we have that in the Solve Weekend this. Justice Wikipedia?
Oh, God. Oh, painful.
That's what some of the scenes were, all right.
That's true. God, we never did talk about the end of Sherlock.
We didn't talk about the Game of Thrones thing that I tried to bring up like 2 hours ago either.
What? What? When? What?
There's a 15-minute Game of Thrones preview that
I have not watched it yet.
It's mostly interviews with the cast, which is more interesting because you get to hear some of their real accents, which is fun.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a couple of fun things in it where like Brienne is talking about, or the actress who plays Brienne, is talking about like, you know, how fun it was to bite a guy's ear off and spit it in his face. And she just does the most horrifying, like psychopathic laugh afterwards for like a couple of seconds. And then they ask people like, you know, so what do you think of Joffrey? And then the guy who plays the Hound in his like thick Scottish accent goes, he's a wee prick or something like that. What's the exact phrase he said? Oh, let me bring it back over here. I had it a second ago.
I'll just say, and Tuffley's probably heard this, but Charlie Brooker made one of the best remarks on the last Weekly Wipe ever, which was that Justin Bieber was the King Joffrey of pop.
Yes, ooh. I did catch that.
That's great.
That's beautiful. The poor guy, though, I mean, he must get the actor who plays him, Jack Gleason, must get dogs abuse.
Well, what's hilarious is I've heard he's like a seminary student or something, right?
He's a student in Trinity College. I see him cycling around town all the time.
Oh, that's right. You said that, yeah.
And he seems to kind of, I think he has had a bad reaction to acting because he plays such, like his first big role is such a dick, like such a dick. That like he gets shouted at all the time, where people are just like, "I'd love to punch you in the face."
God.
Maybe he needs to talk to Tom Felton and learn how to write ridiculously happy songs
in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
That you know what? They need to team up and be in a series where they fight crime. I'm serious. That totally needs to happen. Or they're just they need to be. Oh, even better. They're in a sitcom where they're playing like parodies of themselves. Two actors trying to recover from playing total dicks.
The Golden Haired Boys.
Yeah, there you go. That's perfect. JJ, let's pitch the hell out of this. Ready, go.
Well, there's a lot of cheesecake involved.
Literal and figurative.
Yes. What else do we want to talk about? Is there even anyone on the podcast still who has seen Sherlock and wants to talk about it?
I've seen it. I saw it months
ago.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen him. It's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah, well, So any reactions to the last episode?
I thought the last episode was the best episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought they continually got better.
Yeah, after three. Yeah, the last one was the better one.
And just it just made me very happy to see, what's her name, Laura Pulver come back, even for like 3 seconds. That made me incredibly happy.
Which one was she?
Oh, she's the woman. She's Adler.
Oh yeah, but it was only like in his mind sequence.
Yeah, but still, but just even that, seeing her sit there and smile, get out of my head, I'm working. That just thrilled me.
It was a nice character moment.
Yes, it was, and I'm happy that we had so much of Andrew Scott just in cameos, but now. And it's obvious it's him because they did the coda, which showed him. So it must be actually him. And I'm like, well, how the hell does that work?
Yeah, that was a head scratcher.
I have to admit though, I kind of got bugged by the amount of comedy in like the first episode and most of the second episode as well. That like it almost felt like you were watching a sitcom of Sherlock rather than the really cool drama that we were watching before. Like he was kind of piling on all the, you know, internet jokes. Like that he knew, like, the, you know, he was playing with the fandom and all that kind of stuff. And it was just kind of, it seemed a little bit kind of cheesy at times.
I think Kim said something along those lines. I thought two things. First, I thought the payoff of not telling us exactly how he survived was worth getting all of these other theories thrown at you, because that's the smartest thing they could have done. Because again, whatever the reality of it is, yeah, it's not going to be as insane or as cool as you want it to be. So they just dodged it, which I thought was brilliant, which actually sort of goes back to the cliffhanger of series one of, well, what the hell do you do with this? And Bee Gees. I mean, where the fuck, who would have anticipated Bee Gees? And it fucking worked. So I was cool with it. And I think some of the, to me, some of the comedy of like, oh, isn't this cute? Oh, now, you know, oh, Watson's getting married. Oh, aren't they cute together? Is just sort of like, to me, a build up to, holy shit, why is she dressed in black and has a gun?
Yeah, well, that was it. It paid off a little bit by the end. But
right.
As I was watching the first two episodes, it was bugging me. But, you know, I think maybe if I go back with the knowledge now of what happens, I may enjoy it more, because there might be more hints and stuff dropped along the way.
Well, and that's what's interesting, is because, like, especially the, oh, it's a so-and-so code that she just threw out in, like, one of the other episodes, where I was sitting there going, how the hell would she know that? You know,
yeah, there was, I thought that was weird as well.
Yeah, but again, it just goes, oh, now it makes total sense. And so I don't know, I was happy with that. And I find it amusing that it's basically like, well, we need a really, really fucking creepy guy for the bad guy for episode three. Is Mads Mikkelsen available? No, he's busy doing Hannibal. Shit. If only he had a brother. That's how casting works.
That's real life brother, is it?
Yes, it is.
I don't know though.
Because I'm sitting there going, that guy has got to be like Scandinavian or Danish or something, because he like brings an air of Wallander bleakness to the Sherlock proceedings. So I don't know.
I just thought it was interesting that, you know, Cumberbatch's parents were actually playing his parents.
Oh, fucking brilliant! And Martin Freeman's
Martin Freeman's girlfriend is playing his girlfriend.
Yeah, no, it's great. I think that's great.
Yeah. I did read an article after the third episode dropped that was trying to create this idea of poor writing and darkness seeking, because they were trying to draw a comparison between the ending of Man of Steel and Sherlock shooting what's-his-fuck that I don't remember his name. And the article ended up really just kind of pissing me off, because the death in Superman didn't really make all that much sense, but it made total sense in Sherlock.
Yeah, they even explained it on Sherlock as well. He even said, like, this was the only option I had.
Yeah.
To, you know, to not, you know, anyway, we watched the episode, but yeah, it's that's silly to kind of compare those two, I think.
And just to throw back to Frozen for a second. I think there is a desire among a lot of bloggers and writers and such to figure out ways to sort of, well, if I can shoehorn this into some kind of controversy. There was some, and I forget how the hell I ran across it, but there was some parenting site that had a review of Frozen saying, I don't know what it was. I saw the blurb when I was searching for like stuff on Frozen, and it came up like on the news, and it was talking about, it's not cool because basically, you know, she wants to break from her parents and turns into a vamp. You know, she has to become all sexy Disney. That's wrong. And I'm like, I'm sitting there going, have you met any kids? Because the number one thing you want to do when you want to rebel against your parents is do a 180 from what they've taught you. I'm like, have you met any children that grow up? Jesus Christ. How ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, you it's like, oh, what, Who is that over in the corner doing that? Oh, that's the preacher's daughter. Oh, okay.
Did anyone cop the gay family in Frozen? I didn't until I read a thing pointing it out to me.
The what?
There was a gay couple with kids.
From what I understand, though, it's pretty much blink and you miss it. I mean, I haven't seen the film, but I understand it's really a quick bit.
Yeah, it is. Basically, remember the guy who was in the log cabin, who had the shop in the log cabin?
Yeah.
He had the sauna.
Oh, yeah.
He says only his family are in the sauna. And then there's a very grown-up man and kids. So basically,
and he says, hi, honey.
Yeah. So
it was basically, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, it was like JJ said, it was a blink and miss a thing, but a lot of people were pointing it out. I was surprised by that.
Well, you know, it's
we've evolved far enough for those sight gags to work now. Huh? Now.
Yeah.
What?
I said we've evolved far enough for those kinds of sight gags to work now.
Are we sure you have in all of the United States? Because not all of the United States is completely sure we're evolving at all.
Well, no. Well, I am in Georgia currently, so there you go.
We certainly haven't evolved far enough to drive in adverse conditions.
In two inches of snow?
No, I'm just thinking about like a half an inch of rain. 10 IQ points immediately deducted.
I'm getting paid anyway. I don't care.
Tuffley is Mad Max Fury Road, or whatever it's called.
And they're getting paid as well. How much longer is that film going to be in production? Has that film been in production since what?
Has anyone written over the crossover series of Mad Max Men?
What?
it's very slow paced.
But everyone hates
the costumes. Are awesome.
Costumes are awesome. Something gruesome happens in the sixth episode that everybody goes, "Whoa! Why did that happen?" Just kind of randomly.
And when Don Draper starts calling all of his secretaries sugar tits,
wow,
pretty awesome.
Tina Turner.
No, Tuffley, I just looked.
Is Christina Hendricks the Thunderdrome?
Thunder Dame. Wow.
No, I just looked it up.
Secretary Pool fight.
Secretary Pool? I didn't know Aaron was a secretary.
Sexretary.
Oh. And by secretary, I mean as in the James Spader film sense.
Of course, the really sad part is when they make Christina Hendricks have sex with Master Blaster just so they can get the Volvo account.
Play something, Tauntaun. Something tragic. Anyway, wow. So it says filming started in July of 2012, more than 18 months late. This is from Wikipedia, which is always right. It wrapped in December over budget, with Warner Brothers having sent out an executive to put things back on track.
And, they're not done yet.
No. Yeah, I know. But in November, they did reshoots, and apparently it's got a May 2015 release date.
Whoa.
But they're going to change the name to Mad Max Duke Nukem?
What? Oh, no.
What? They're not really going to call it Duke Nukem. Wait, that was a joke.
No. That would be amazing. No, I'm just like, this isn't a fourth film. It's supposed to take place between films one and two.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because we all magically look like Tom Hardy for a year or two.
Oh.
Parts of me do.
That's a part covered with tats.
That was during Mel Gibson's Tom Hardy phase.
More like the Bronson.
But not Warrior.
That's true. I think it was on this podcast that I first saw him as Bronson. And just went, holy shit!
Tom Hardy should play Luke Cage.
He goes, oh, sweet Christmas! Oh my god. So what's the weather doing now? Who hasn't reported on the weather?
So Aaron, how's the weather in Ireland at 6 a.m.?
It's time for the weather.
Well, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is sure delightful. So as long as you love me so, let us know. Let's know.
Do you like warm hugs?
Do you like good music?
Do you want to know a secret?
So, Aaron, can you hear this?
Do you want to build a snowman?
Aaron, Mary, fuck, kill. The silence, the darkness, and the chill.
Did you say the silence, the darkness, or Joe Chill? What?
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, see, I thought you were talking about the band The Darkness, and I wasn't really sure.
I was talking about the bands. I was kidding.
Okay.
I was trying to come up with three things off the top of my head. I choked.
I would actually like to see the band The Darkness possessed by the comic book character The Darkness. That might actually get me to like their music better.
Well, that would technically mean Mike Patton singing for them.
Okay, that would be a definite improvement.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Because he's the voice of The Darkness in the video games.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Of course he is. That makes total sense.
Didn't know that.
There's two of them, I think.
Two Mike Pattons? No wonder he gets around so much.
Mike Patton is the voice of The Darkness in the second one. Chuck Mosley is the voice of the Darkness in the first one.
Is that Chuck Mosley or Courtney Love? Oh, that's only for 5 seconds.
Oh, wow! Points to Tuffley.
I know Ian Brown is the resurrection and the light.
But his opinion of evolution is that if dolphins were monkeys, see.
Yeah. Well, I know Eddie Vedder said do the evolution.
It's true.
And by that, he meant he wanted to dry hump on the Origin of Species.
Is that also Courtney Love?
Technically, that is also a worm hug, so you're fine there.
And we've come, not full circle, but sort of full quadrilateral.
I'm glad he said something after cum.
So, how about them introductions?
We should do that and then move to recommendations. Oh, God. All right, so we'll do recommendations. We'll do recommendations after we do introductions. And we'll do introductions starting now.
We've seen you staggering out of the work week. But now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice.
Watch out, my motor, swindle the promoter, talk the lunatics for a ride, and a little voice inside my head said, Rosemary!
To another episode of Weekend Justice, the Weekend Justice podcast here on needcoffee.com. And can you hear this? Good! We're here in the Hall of Weekend Justice with the Weekend Justice League, and I'll endeavor to introduce them going from my right to your left. We have Tuffley's with us. Hello, Tuffley.
I didn't hear that. What?
Good. We also have JJ's with us. Hello, JJ.
Hi.
Hello, JJ. we also have Serv is here. Hi, Serv.
Hey, Widge.
Hey. And we have Secretary Poole. Hi.
It's cunt, Duckula. Cunt.
Oh, Christ. And Danger Mound. And also, ooh. John for the Neat Geek. Hello, John.
Insert soundboard clip here.
Would you like to fuck a soundboard?
Ow. I hit my head on my chair. Ow.
Instead of Danger Mound, would you have Stranger Danger Mouse?
But that's only for children's albums.
Wow!
Is that a concept album?
Stranger yes. Danger Mouse, is that a pointing device on computers used by illicit people?
I think it's what they say about DJ Danger Mouse.
That's a horrible thing to say about CeeLo.
Well, he what said, fuck have, you.
What if we have
or
a Marvel
forget
crossover.
You, depending on what time of day it is.
Yeah, really. What if it's a Marvel crossover and it's Dr. Stranger Danger Mouse?
Wait. But it also could be a crossover with DC, so it could be the Phantom Stranger Danger Mouse. Wait, that could also be a Lee Falk DC crossover, the Phantom Stranger Danger Mouse. Sorry.
Or you could do one about his child, and it would be the an Image crossover, be the Spawn of the Phantom Stranger Danger Mouse.
Oh, it hurts.
Then the horrible Kiss TV movie. Kiss meets the...
the Phantom of the Spawn of the Phantom. Of the...
Is this some sort of weird memory game that we fall into now? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to fail.
Oh, we've all failed already. All right, so
4 a.m.
I do love that movie, though. I admit that does hit me in my cheesy movie spot real bad. Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we should wander into the echoey chamber that is recommendations. Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Go, Top Light!
The Bombay Bicycle Club have a new album out. It's called So Long, See You Tomorrow. It's at the point at which these guys have decided to stop trying to be a rock band and do whatever the hell they want, which is actually interesting. It's an interesting sort of dancey pop record, which is kind of interesting seeing as how they started. But it's a good record, and you should check that out. Oh, I think we lost someone.
We can hear that, Tuffley.
Yes. Can you hear that? Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you build a snowman?
No. Not yet. Give me
can you bake
hours.
A pie?
No.
Neither can I.
Okay, that's good. The other thing I was going to recommend.
There's a hole in the bucket.
There's a hole. There's
two
a
tears
hole.
In the bucket.
No, that's my soul.
They took my bucket.
I have a bucket.
It's pronounced bouquet.
No, it's pronounced boutel.
I thought it was pronounced bukkake.
Pamplemousse.
Pamplemousse. It means grapefruit.
What? So, I was going to recommend Loki, Agent of Asgard for Marvel because it, because I enjoyed it. It was quite entertaining, quite funny. Good first issue. Check that out.
Is it low key?
It is, in fact, low key.
First issue tend to be.
Also, for those of you who've seen it, this week's Top Gear, Hiddleston was the star of the recent Lee Price car, so that was interesting. And he's doing lots of impressions.
I'm going to poop, so like just pat it out until I come back, okay?
Pat out your poop. What?
Wait, wow. did he get the soundboard to work?
That's the worst soundbite ever. I'm gonna poop.
Well, on that note, I'm done.
Poop.
Thank you, Tuffley. Oh, we lost serve.
Yeah,
oh, darn.
He's one of the little Indians that just sort of drop off.
Oh, well. All right, JJ, what have you got since we're padding?
Yeah.
Padding
Well, the sad thing is I didn't have a hell of a lot prepared. So it has been very, very poor weather here, as a lot of the country has been experiencing. So I have done very little this week except watch TV. So I recently watched most of the second season of Flight of the Conchords, which was a lot of fun. I think I might like the first season better, but the second season's fun. I also, on YouTube, have blown through a lot of the Big Fat Quiz of the Years. They're fun.
Yes. Yes.
I've been on a real quiz show kick, basically because they're short attention span. And also, kind of like, well, even kind of like this podcast kind of proved tonight. I think that you can tell better if a person's funny or not when they're off the cuff. It's kind of like why this has been fun this evening, because we've all been, rather than actually discussing the latest pop culture, we've just been kind of riffing off one another. It's been fun. So I've recommended that as well. Also, I believe it's out on DVD this last week, but the movie Dallas Buyers Club is not fun, but is an amazing film. I had a brother who died of HIV years ago, and so that era is something that is of interest and a great deal of frustration to me for how poorly the whole idea of HIV and the knowledge and education of HIV was spread. And so it was, I don't know, it was nice to watch a triumphant story, so of sorts. So I would highly recommend that. And right. I don't have a lot more to pad with, so poop.
Poop. Thank you, JJ. Oh, Aaron's back. Aaron, it's hey. Up to you. Go.
He's a quick pooper.
Okay. Well, because Scott's not here, I'm going to recommend a book that I haven't finished.
Scott doesn't actually even read his, so you're going to have to try harder than that.
Okay. Well, I'm only 140 pages in, so but I'm
– here's a synopsis. It's fine.
I'm actually reading for the first time the Game of Thrones books.
Oh,
good luck with that.
I'm a slow reader by trade. I tend not to have much time to read, so that's why it takes me a long time to get through a book. But I'm trying my best to make time now. And so I've avoided reading these books for a long time because they're lengthy. And I've enjoyed the TV show so much. So I said, fuck it, I'm going to give them a go. So I'm enjoying it very much so far. As Witch has said before, the TV show is incredibly loyal. So there's not much deviation. It's just a lot of more
lots
info.
Of deviance.
Lots yes. of deviance, very much
lots
so.
Lots of deviance.
But it just slightly expands. The conversations are longer. It's probably the best way to put it. But
and more descriptions of food.
Yeah, it kind of just it just I don't know it just adds a little bit to the show, even though obviously the book came first. But so it's an enjoyable experience, and I have to be honest, if I hadn't watched the show, I think I would find it hard to read the book because there's so many characters and so much going on that it's very hard to keep up. Like I think if I was reading the book for the first time and I was trying to figure out the difference between Tywin Lannister and Tyrion Lannister, I think I would be like rereading chapters to make sure I got it straight the first time. So it actually has helped reading the watching the show first. But yeah, I'm enjoying it. So I guess considering that's the only kind of thing I've consumed in the last week or two, and that would be my recommendation.
Well, and I'll just throw this out here as well. In addition to the books, which are good, I've mentioned this before, the audiobooks read by Roy Dotrice are fantastic in that, I mean, Aaron, you see how many characters there are, right?
Yeah.
He has voices and characterizations for all of them.
Wow.
It's ridiculous and really well done, to the point where when there was a scheduling problem and he couldn't do book four, they brought someone in who's John Lee, I think the guy's name is, capable reader. But it was just so different that I just went, no, I can't do this. And I read the book. So they went back and had book four come out as an audiobook read by Roy Dotrice, because all the fans were like, no, no, bring him back.
Okay, so, interesting. Well, what I appreciated from the books as well is just like how spot on a lot of the casting was. Like, you know, just when you kind of read the descriptions of the characters and then you see them on the show, like the guy who plays Jaime Lannister is like really perfect for the character.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And you know, obviously Peter Dinklage is just amazeballs anyway, but he's also yeah. perfect as well. So there's just, yeah, just really good casting. Lots of things you just kind of appreciate from that.
Well, that and I love the fact that they did some casting that not even I never even would have thought of Mark Addy as Robert, but it was fucking perfect, you know? So the casting has been just fucking amazing. So, all right, cool. Thank you, Aaron.
I do have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
As someone who has not seen the show or read the books, more to my shame, so when you say there's more descriptions of food in the books, does it go on to a full-on, like, Brian Jakes kind of Redwall kind of food thing?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm not I'm not as familiar with that, but I mean, it's not extensive. It's just that, let me put you this way. There was enough of a food presence for them to release a separate, like, these two fans of the books, I think maybe the first season was out by then, put out a blog and then a cookbook of recipes that they had created to try to recreate meals from the books.
They did that for Redwall as well.
Yeah, so Martin wrote the introduction to the... in fact, actually, there's an unofficial one and an official one. So there's two cookbooks.
Because that's the one thing. I mean, the Redwall books, they're fun, but they're all, you know, they are basically the same story over and over and over. A bunch of animals fight other animals, and they have dinner. But the food in that always makes me want to cook.
Do they eat the fallen enemies?
No, it's always because the way they have it worked out, basically the I guess this is rather vegetarianist, but the
so it takes place before the fall, is what you're saying?
Yeah, because the herbivores tend to be the good guys and the carnivores tend to be the bad guys. So they tend to cook things like, you know, potato and garlic pie.
Well, see, that's all a build up to book 15 in which the potatoes turn out to be sentient and kick some ass.
So what do you think about that, Aaron?
I wasn't even going there, but okay.
Well, the only thing I've noticed about food in the books is that there's an awful lot of talk about honey and bread.
That's a euphemism. That really is a euphemism.
I haven't noticed the other food so much, but again, I'm like 130, 140 pages in, so
it's not description of Shadow Facts long. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
There you go.
It's in the pocket.
Ladies.
Two tosses and a jump.
And a pocket sandwich. All right. Thank you, Aaron. John, what have you got?
Well, this will come as a shocker, but I have nothing. I know all of you have come to, appreciate my wonderful recommendations, my sparkling personality when I'm giving these recommendations. But unfortunately, I have to disappoint all of you and tell you I have jack shit. But if I was looking for jack shit, where I would go is needcoffee.com/Amazon to find that jack shit.
Would you not recommend a new soundboard?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We didn't hear that.
But can you hear this?
I do not recommend Windows 8. I do not recommend Windows 8.
Can you hear me now?
What about 8.1?
You know how, like, if you eat vegan corn...
Oh, Jesus.
Where are we going with this?
It's essentially just the corn on the...
No, how's that like?
It doesn't make much of a difference, right? It all looks the same.
So what you're saying is you're using the computer term corn in, corn out.
Yes, exactly.
You cornholed your PC? What?
What?
Tech Talk with John was weird this week.
He seemed very frustrated.
Well, that's usually Tech Talk with John.
we're going to have a talk about the Tech Talk segment. I don't think it's working.
I think we need to transfer back over to traffic.
Well, that's the problem, Toffley. It's literally not working.
Please restart the podcast and try again.
Oh, shit. Am I recording?
Thanks, Windows 8. All right, yes, John is absolutely correct. If you go to needcoffee.com/Amazon, that will take you to the front page of Amazon like you've gotten to the front page of Amazon, except you have. But there's also a search bar on most of the pages on needcoffee.com where you can search for whatever you want to buy. And we say, listen, you're going to buy stuff from Amazon anyway, so why not do it through Need Coffee and give us some kickbacks? We appreciate it. Now, for my recommendations, this week, Sherlock season 3 hits home video, here in the States. And that is fun stuff. This is the first series that I thought the middle episode did not suffer. So I was happy with all of them, actually. So pleased about that. And, first of all, and one of the best Darren Brown cameos ever. And next week while we're off, the third season of Game of Thrones hits Blu-ray and DVD, and that is just in time to, when is that when does that start up again? Fourth season?
April 6th.
Yeah, so by the time you get through all of the commentaries and stuff, it will be April, and you'll be done just in time for Game of Thrones season 4. And now I got to go watch that preview thing that Aaron was talking about so I can find out what the hell's coming. In addition to watching the...
I think winter is coming. I don't want to give spoilers away, but... Yeah.
Winter's coming. There's been a lot of coming on this episode.
Yeah.
Well, that's why Don said Bukkake.
Oh, by the way, Wedge, House of Cards, Friday. As that's this right. drops, House of Cards will be back.
Yes, and they've been renewed for a third season.
Yes.
So if you don't assume, you'll get this up Friday.
get it up.
But they've. Did you see the Cards Against Humanity set they put out?
What, for House of Cards?
For House of Cards.
Nice. No, I did not.
Yeah, Netflix. Netflix put up a House of Cards Against Humanity.
Nice.
It was like 25
half the
cards.
Answer cards just saying yeah. Kevin Spacey.
when you know it's saying something. Testament to Robin Wright, where as evil as Kevin Spacey can be on that show, Robin
She's
Wright
much,
is evil
much
as
worse.
Fuck. That her performance makes me so happy because she's so fucking good. So I am, and what we were wondering, and we may have mentioned this before, Tuffleys, how many couples do you think are, instead of going out on Valentine's Day, instead going to stay
in
and binge the second season of House of Cards?
Well, if you're in the Metro Atlanta area, you may not have a choice. You may still be stuck in your house. You might as well, if you have power on Netflix.
Why not? Why fucking not?
If you don't have power, you better screw to make warmth. Just saying.
Which is a jump to the left. What you could do, though, is if you don't have power, just get an Etch-A-Sketch and do the best drawing of Kevin Spacey that you can, and then stare at it, and then make up stories.
House of Cards fanfic.
On an Etch-A-Sketch.
On an Etch-A-Sketch.
There
well,
you go.
It's almost... Well, it's almost like using a Kindle Fire, so you're fine.
Yes, I'd like to point out that Kindle Fire should not be used for warmth during the blizzard.
Neither should Kidlet Fire, although
whoa,
he's not here to warn him.
Oh.
This Kindle's on fire.
No, that is VD. Seriously.
No. It seems to me you live your life like a Kindle in the wind.
Gulak.
You know what? I did it for that one listener who chortled. I did it for the chortles, buddy. I did it. You can quote me. Quote me!
You know what's
I did
mean?
It all
I
for the
want...
chortles. For the I, chortles.
I wanted to laugh, but I was more inclined to just, like... stifled laughter just so we could do the Google Whack thing again. That's all I wanted to do, really.
So was I.
I know. I'm used to it.
Be strong in the face of the joke.
That's
stand
what she
strong.
Said.
Be strong, children of the joke, and rise up and shout at the Google Whack.
the frumious Google Whack. Oh, dear God.
So what's the word we end our podcast on this week, Wish?
You know what? That's true. Since we have sort of stumbled out of the Echoey Hall, which didn't echo that much, of recommendations, I think we should, just like every week, when we sit here and we stare at each other and we wonder what in the world we've done with ourselves, we should think and ponder and say, Chuck Mosley.
Chuck Mosley.
I want a dread.
Well, apparently the box office did not, which is why he had to go make Almost Human, apparently.
Mos Eisley.
Is anyone watching that? Because I watched one episode and then I was good.
What was it again?
Almost Human.
You want to like it. You want to like it because you want to hear Carl Urban do his American accent. You want to like it. Unfortunately.
It seems a little bogged down in its in the the surroundings, essentially.
They went myth arc a little early, though. They, like, went myth arc in episode 2. And I don't think you can do that yet, especially for a procedural.
Should they be backed up by the myth arcettes?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know what it is? It's basically people watching that wishing that Carl Urban would go all Bones on us again. Because he's fantastic as Bones.
Well, ladies.
So are we going to go by the British model of this one will be called Almost Human, and if they do another series, it'll take place in a slightly different period, and they'll call that one Dr. Love? It's an obscure Kiss joke. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't get the Google whack. Yeah, he doesn't get the Google. I'm just the guy with the – I see how it is.
Then I could have gone with the alternate joke, which would have been.
this will be on the DVD extras, folks.
Yeah, DVD extra here would be. Oh shit! Now I've forgotten the joke.
wait, that's not funny.
No, not at all. Because I had something I was going to say, and it's not there. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say if they. So since they're making the Raid 2, will the Raid 2 be what the plot for Dread 2 would have been?
I'd be okay with that.
Because the plot for Dread and the Raid were pretty similar, but they were both awesome.
Which, could you do me a favor and just, like, end the podcast and when JJ says, I forgot what it was? Because I think that's the perfect end point.
That is a pretty good end point.
No coda or anything. It just cuts off.
Just make sure I look stupid. That works for me. Just hold on to it for a year. It can come out at the end of the year podcast.
No, that's exactly right. It's just in the outtakes. Oh, that's what the joke was. Jesus Christ.
We played the long game like Moffat.
Yes.
That's right.
I know all there is to say about the long game.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, John.
Do you have to poop?
No,
we've got 9 minutes till we get to 3 hours.
Wait, so has this suddenly turned into the locker scene in You Can't Do This on Television?
I really wanted to know what locker scene you were talking about there, because that could have been way different.
So I know, it was the way it was like, hey, Aaron. Hey, John. Do you have to poop? I don't know.
Water.
Sploosh. Wait.
Sploosh? Did you say sploosh?
Sploosh. Yeah, because if you say I don't know, why You Can't Do This on Television, yeah, you get slime. I'm not saying you took a slushy poop.
I did, for the record, but I appreciate you not saying that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. You don't sell a brother out.
Friends don't let friends...
Sploosh?
Sploosh, I guess.
7 minutes and 45 seconds.
Oh, jeez.
So, Aaron?
We could give this back to the listeners, you know. Remember,
we have to put the intro in, too, so...
That's at least 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play the whole song by Clutch.
The 12 inch.
I think you're clutching at straws.
Oh.
Hey, Aaron?
Yeah.
Work is done, and this podcast is ashes. Then you have my permission to die.
Do you feel in control?
Wait.
Yes, no. Because I'm wearing period panties.
No, I want a chocolate shake.
So I got 5 nuggets. Do you want to build a snowman?
I just want a chocolate shake, that's all.
I just wanted a Pepsi.
Okay, so fuck, marry, or kill, chocolate shake, donut, or Pepsi.
Don't fuck the Pepsi. Don't fuck the Pepsi.
What
fuck
a strange the donut. It's sitting right there. Fuck, marry, or kill the drive-thru restaurant.
It's right next to Jackoff in the box.
That actually will be the next Price is Right game.
That's going to be real real awkward at the next Fun Fest when you do marry, fuck, kill for prizes.
6 minutes.
Only got 4 minutes to save the world.
Oh, God.
What's it good for?
I don't know.
Just play out on some, like, you know, song. Yeah, Girl of Infinita, please.
Your call is very important to us.
Tall and lovely.
Your download is very important to us.
We will be back on the podcast soon. If you would like to hang up, try downloading again.
Oh God. All right. I think we've done enough damage. We should probably run away.
5 minutes, 15 seconds.
We should run away.
The next song on your iPad shuffle will be Wash the Throne.
Wash the Throne? Is yep. that what happened after you pooped?
I have like the worst pronunciation. I really do. I like slur my words. I
wasn't sure where you're going there.
It's probably because like, you're drunk. I don't know. I'm no doctor or anything, but...
That means NPR will hire you immediately.
I'm not one of your big city lawyers, but I'm pretty sure that could make me a mayor of Toronto.
No, actually, you have to be more drunk.
Some political humor for you folks.
Crack
we
as well.
Stay up to date over in this.
Politics, weather, traffic. Wow. Sports? We hit sports?
We've already done more than CNN has, so that's great.
And we did talk well about done. Sports. We talked about
David Beckham's opening a franchise in Miami. I think it's a McDonald's.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to say, is that a team or is that a Zaxby's or something?
I don't know what a Zaxby's is, but that's an excellent name for whatever.
I'm pretty sure it's a
4 minutes.
Villain. It's a chicken finger stand, basically.
I'm pretty sure I got a Zaxby's from a girl at summer camp.
It's a spinoff of that arcade game Zaxxon.
Is it infected?
Zax off.
Is a Zaxby's a DC villain?
Zaxer.
Wait. Yes. Listeners, is this infected? Thanks. It's the interactive podcast.
Listeners, do I look fat in these jeans?
Press one for yes. Press
listeners,
two for no.
Only who can prevent forest fire?
Please put your answer on a postcard and send it to Weekend Justice, care of Nabisco.
3 minutes, 15 seconds.
Oh, God. We can run away. We can just say no. Like, you know.
Sex twice in this time.
What, in 3 minutes?
Oh, God, yeah. And a nap.
Didn't we?
Get up, make a sandwich, come back.
All right, you're still here.
No, when I say good to go, I mean you're good to go, right?
Good, go. I left cab fare on the dresser.
Oh, cab fare. my sex alone is payments, John.
John? JJ.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Probably hung around for that one. Yeah, it's perfect. That's perfect.
2 minutes, 30 seconds.
Oh, my sex alone is payment.
That's a hair metal ballad that we've never heard before.
No.
It's like pop music jokes from like 5 years ago.
Why don't we talk about pop music?
Why don't we?
Why don't we?
Pop music? What?
You mean talk about pop music?
Scooby-Dooby-Doo up.
Yeah, magic.
2 minutes.
All right, we can just say no. We can walk away.
You know what? Fuck you guys. I'm out.
And he is.
Everyone's going to be disappointed.
Drop the mic.
This part is only going in the end anyway, so who cares?
Yeah, I know. This might
even... You didn't
even
make it in.
Yeah, I know. This could be in the outtake show or something. This could be in the bonus. This could be in the DVD extras. This could be in the Target exclusive Blu-ray extras.
Or we start a whole conspiracy. Where are the last 6 minutes of the podcast?
This is hour 23 of the telethon, guys.
This could be what we release to get our Kickstarter done.
What? How would we kickstart Weekend Justice?
No, well, not Weekend.
Tried to figure that out in hour two.
Cattle prod.
Not Weekend Justice. Just the 6 minutes.
Need to raise $10,000 for 6 minutes.
No, even better. It's just like $6. Yeah. We just want $6. And our stretch goal is for $8.
And for stretch goal, it means I'll stand up.
Oh, that shouldn't be funny. I'm tired.
45 seconds.
Unlike the pretenders, I will not stand by you.
Well, that's good. That makes you honest and not a pretender.
Yeah.
You're certainly not the great pretender.
No.
Well, that just means you have good posture.
Okay. Well, I think...
Yes.
I think
We're going to end with that Foster joke, really?
Yes. Well,
okay.
20 seconds.
Almost there.
Oh, God, we could have ended this.
15 seconds.
You bastards. Why did you do this?
I blame
you. We have to end this way.
I thought it always was supposed to end in tears.
Well, yeah, and blood and fire and sweat.
Ding. Your what's podcast is done.
Oh, thank God. Now I can go drink it.
Good night.
Good night. Good luck.
Give me just a minute while I clarify.
Suck at hitting buttons.
Your Weekend Justice, number 210, Can You Hear the Snowman?, was a production of NeedCoffee.com. The show is engineered and produced by John Boutel. The league roster for this podcast was, in order of how much they care, John Boutel, J.J. Hawkins, Aaron Poole, Tuffley, Serve, Rocks of Spaz House, and Lee. This episode was directed by T. Quillen, from a script by Din Drain and Doc Ezra, with additional material by Walter Rollins and Steve Nelson. All audio glitches were provided by me, Widget Walls. Special thanks to everyone who sponsors the site and makes shows like this possible. If you've already set up your easy, reoccurring micropayment at needcoffee.com/support, then blessed are you among the cheesemakers. If you haven't given, it's never too late. Go to needcoffee.com/support and throw some coins in the virtual tin. Thanks in advance for doing that. It really helps us out. And now, here's the coda.
Are you the lettuce? Oh, God, I hope not.